last time we discussed the Ibaya,
The side point, but not the actual Ibaya of Rabbi Elazar. So, Rabbi Elazar, let's start again. Omer lechay Rabbi Shlomo Feinman Zu Liknos Kelim Shaleha Mahu Liknos Mi Omer Lekni Omer Shlomo Feinman Zu Ukni Kelim Shaleha. That's what we discussed last time. Mahu Mi Mahan Yemeshicha Debhein Balaknuya Kelim Olo. Right, the question is, right, does Meshicha, the Behemoth work, you come to the Kalim or not? So now we have a tangent. I'm a Ravin. The Amrli, can you Behemoth, can you Kalim, be cunning Kalim? Ravin makes a deal. You ask, what about pulling the animal to be Kona only the Kalim? It sounds like it was Pasha to you that if I want to be Kona the animal and the Kalim would work, why is it Pasha that it would work better if I was also Kona the animal? So obviously it's Pasha that if I was Kona the animal it would be better. The Meshicha is not any better when I kona the animal. It's pashut that if I kona the animal, it's better because I have a kinyan chatzar. The things are on my animal. Kinyan chatzar doesn't have to be real estate. It can also be metalfin. So it's on my animal. So his problem is chatzar malechis, chatzar malechis lo kana. Right? Chatzar mahalechis is not kona, so it's not a kinyan chatzar. If there's no kinyan chatzar, then it should make no difference. It shouldn't be any better if I pulled the animal, if I was kona the animal itself. Chitim sham, standing still, well, your principle, it's not just while it's moving. Any chatzar that is potentially mahalechis is lo kana. Right? So the Gemara answers, v'hilchasa b'kfusa. Right? Hilchasa b'kfusa. that Rava's diuk, well, you have to figure out what does Hilchasa sound like? Hilchasa sounds like we're paskening halacha, right? We're paskening a halacha. Usually in Shas, when it says Hilchasa, that means the machlokis, and we're paskening halacha. Over here, we don't seem to be paskening halacha. What do we seem to be doing? Okay. Resolving the answering the kasha of Rava. Rav makes a diuk which has nothing to do with any interesting, or rather with any questionable halachic issue. His diuk is, we have a passing halachic sugya which we still haven't understood yet of Meshoch Behemazu Ukni Kalim. It's a matter that if you were only getting the animal and the Kalim, it would work Bitam Chatzar, Avit Mahaleches. So the answer is that it's talking about Kfusa, it doesn't have to mean, most of you should say, it doesn't mean we're only talking about a tied-up animal. It means we're even. We're talking about all animals, including cases where normal cases and cases where the animals are tied up. So we want to have a statement that will cover all cases. So in a tied-up animal, that would be a valid chatzar. That's not mahalechas anymore. And then, if you said, k'ni behema u'kelim, it would work mitam chatzar. And that's why Rabbi Elazar's question was about only k'ni kelim. In order to not get into this k'ni chatzar, he wanted to ask a slightly different question. Is at least the simple shot in the Gemara. In which case, the Hilchasa doesn't mean it's passing halacha, it just means that we're resolving a question. That's exactly what Rekiva Eger says on the side. If you look at the first Gilead Shatzer, the Hilchasa b'kfusa, ke'ein ze erchen davzayin of an aleph, the Hilchasa diyasvi. Alright, if you just read it like that, and you know good b'kias and shas, then it doesn't mean anything to you. But obviously, ke'enzet doesn't mean ke'enzet use the word hilchsa. We use the word hilchsa in many places in Shas. It means ke'enzet, erchen nevzayin and aleph, they ask a kasha. The kasha is, how could you, how could you be, have a discussion of being chayav if,
Oops. That was supposed to happen. Okay. here we are. the discussion is why
if someone digs a pit and some of the animal falls in and crushes him to death, so why is he chayev to pay? If we assume there's no sheba, then he's dead. How can he be chayev to pay? We assume the sheba doesn't pass his yorshim. So the Gemara is Akasha. How can he be chayev to pay? He dug a pit. Basically, Reuben dug a pit and killed your animal. How did he kill your animal? He made your animal fall into the pit. He also died, but it was his own fault. So how is he chayev to pay if he's dead? So the answer is, the Gemara says, that Hilchos Yosvi Daini Akum in the Beira, that the halacha is that the bed that happened sitting on the edge next to the bed and judged him before he died, and that's why he's chayev to pay. Because now, once Bezdin judges you, then that obligation passes down to your ears. Okay, now, the Hilchos said not passing a halacha there. It's just answering up a shayla. We had a kasha, what's the okimta that'll make out? The answer is the Hilchos. That is what Rabbi Akiva Eiger answers. The Hilchos just means we're resolving an issue, has nothing to do with halacha. Who took a different understanding of the word the Hilchos? Not the Rush, but the Rambam. The Rambam Paskins, I think that was the last thing on the Makor sheet, right? In Hilchos Mechira, Perek Gimel, Halacha Yudalid. Now here I'm going to argue with many of the Achronim, but Gimel Yudalid, he says, Amr lo amakna mishofa heimu pnei kelim sha'aleha, hoa v'lo heikin lo gufam heima, etc., etc. Lo kana kelim sha'aleha, mishofa heimu zu pnei kelim sha'aleha, lo kana. He paskins that the Ibai of Rabbi Eliezer is nifshat, that it's not kona. So all the Achronim ask, why is, if it's an Ibaya, the law is Shita, right? We never answer the Ibaya Rabbi Elazar. That's it. This is the end of the Ibaya, right? If we never answered it, how does he know to Paskin Lo Kana? He should have Paskin like the Rush. What did the Rush Paskin? Something Kana. And then he got into all the rules of Muchzakos, in which you get a whole chapter of Punch the Sfinkos. When you have a Suffolk, who wins? Who's Muchzak? Right? But that gets into the rules of Muchzakos. The Rush Paskin Suffolk is the Ibaya Lo Ishita. How did the Rambam know to Paskin Bade Lo Kana? So, a lot of the later Achronim say all kinds of lumdas, because he paskin like something someplace else, therefore tied into the sugya, and he had to paskin this way. The pasuk shot, and that's what the Achronim on the daf already say fairly explicitly. The pasuk shot in the Rambam is that he had the word behilchsa. The hilchsa has to be paskin the halacha. How is it paskin the halacha? It's just answering a side problem of Rava. The answer is no. It must be also paskin halacha. Big Fusa is answering Rava's question. Why would it be better if you were coming to the animal also? The hilchas of a Fusa means hilchasa only works if it's tied up in your cone of the animal also. If it's, you're not cone of the animal also, then you're not tied up. I mean, it only works to the kinyan chaser. It doesn't work without this kinyan chaser. And therefore, if you're not cone of the animal, if you're not going to the animal, it doesn't work. So Pashtus, that's where the Rambam got it from. The Magen Mishnah says this, not in exactly in Tomei Yishlomo form, but he says, Behilchasa b'kfusa, perish behilchasa shekana b'kfusa b'heima, she'amr lo k'nei b'heima k'nei k'nei b'davka, ha'amr lo k'nei b'heima k'nei 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 lo k'na, t'chilak yesh b'masha b'heima, etc. That's he read that. The Rambam takes the Hilchos as passing in halacha. What halacha? Not the halacha answering Rava's question. The halacha of Rava's diofikfusa, the knias behema works, but the original question where he lost it without being called the behema doesn't work. And the Rush took Bikfusa as Rikim Eger, as Vihilchsa like Rikim Eger, just answering the question, not passing in halacha. So that's where you get the divergence from Sukkim. The Rambam has the Hilchos as a psak. Rava's dio case works, the original Ibaya case doesn't work. And the Rush, like Rabbi Eger said, there's no psak, and then he gets into all kinds of discussions, which we're probably not going to be able to get to. Okay, now, let's ask ourselves, though, what was the question in the first place? What was Rabbi Lazar's question? What is the problem with being Moshe for Behema to be Kona the Kalim? What was his question? So, what are the two basically totally different ways of understanding this question? What's the two fundamentally different ways of understanding the question?
The sheep on animals
is
not the same as the sheep on
Caleb. Whose derech is that? That's Tosfos, right? And I don't remember who else I put here. Tosfos, the Rush, which is in the brackets here. The Meiri, also in the brackets here, and the Tosos Rid say the same thing. Tosos, the Rosh, Meiri, Tosos Rid all say it's a what Ibaya. One way of the Ibaya is it's an Ibaya about Kinyan Mashiach. What's the Ibaya about Kinyan Mashiach? After all, what's wrong with the Mashiach here? What's the bad with the Mashiach? You're talking pulling them, right? I don't know, what's Caitlin? You want to sell me a, I don't know, what do you put on a animal? You want to sell me your shirt. You want to sell me a coat. What do they wear in Israel? A fleece, right? You want to sell me a fleece. So, it happens to be on your donkey. You say, oh, pull the donkey, be coat of the fleece. So, so there's an Ibaya, whether or not I'm Kona. Why not? Taka, I moved the fleece. Didn't I move the fleece? Right? So what's the problem? Now, Tosas have Mina of what's the problem? What's Tosas have Mina say what the problem is? What's the problem? Why shouldn't this be a good Mashiach? I'm talking moving the fleece. No, that's the Maskana. He said, right? Okay. So the truth is he's not... a little later, he has a having that maybe Mekalev shall mocher, Mashiach doesn't work, but he rejects that. He says, basically, there are no Rishonim who explicitly take this derech, although there are some Achronim who hold some Rishonim, but this is not a mainstream Shita. You could say, maybe Mashiach doesn't work because it's on his animal. And if it's on his animal, Mashiach shouldn't work. Maybe that was the Ibaya. But Tosa says that's not the Ibaya. The Ibaya is not A, the Ibaya is not because it's on something else, and the Ibaya is not even because it's on something else that belongs to someone else. Tosa says no. Mashiach works no matter what the things are in or what they're on and who they belong to, right? That's what Tosa goes through all the rise back and forth about Basar. Mashiach works on anything no matter where it is. So what's the Ibaya? So, as Josh pointed out, the Ibaya is because Mashiach of the Behema is different from Mashiach of Metaltlin. Mashiach of a behema is done, at least normally, by causing it to move, right? Mashiach metalflim, metalflim don't move on their own, is done by dragging them. So the question is, I'm doing, in Tosfos says, right, if it was in a kupa, if you told me, pull my little red wagon and be cone of the fleece, then for sure it would work, because I'm pulling it. Question is here, I'm doing a Mashiach of... telling it to move, basically. Doing Mashiach of ordering it to move. Does that work for Metaltlim, which usually have Mashiach of pulling? That is the Ibaya. Kini Mashiach, in which case, this is the Derech of, Tosfos, the Rush, the Meiri, and the Rid. The Ibaya is... Mashiach of Holeches Me'atma work for Metalphalin that are normally pulled? Obviously, they have no power to be Holech Me'atma. That is the Ibaya. Now, what's the slight problem in reading through the sugya with this saying this is the Ibaya? The Ibaya is the animal, you don't pull, it walks by itself. So walking by itself is a good Mashiach for animals, because that's how animals work. Is walking by itself a good Mashiach for fleeces and metalphalin that don't normally walk by themselves? Okay, that's the Ibaya. What's the problem when you read through the Gemara with this, Sarah? You read through the Gemara, is it really true the animal's walking by itself? The health of the kfusa, right? Meaning, he's not only asking about a normal animal. He's also, right, let's be generous to ourselves.
I never got to list the stoop.
I know, we had an eco vitad then. Okay, I'll be in touch with you.
But, you know, just...
I'll be in touch with you, yeah. He's talking, maybe he's talking exclusively about a tied up animal, or even he's talking in general to cover all kinds of animals, including those that are tied up. Right? But he's talking about a tied-up animal. A tied-up animal obviously doesn't walk by itself. That's the whole point. It's not a chazer malechus, right? You pull it. So, what is the, what about Fusa? What is the Ibaya? What do you do about, problem is we're dealing with food, so you pull it by itself. So what's the answer? What?
I assume that was a half.
Helchasa means more than a half mina. So the Meiri says, no, taka, if you pull the tied up animal, then there would be no room for any bayah, right? If I pull the tied up animal with a fleece on it, then I'm pulling the normal way of pulling a toplin. Where would there be room for any bayah? It says helchasa b'tfusa. So the Meiri says, no. One way is, the Meiri says, the Hilchasa Bikfusa means, I was moshik the animal, and then tied it up. It doesn't mean I pulled it when it was tied. It means I was, because that would be the derech of normal mshikh and tafla. It means I was moshikh it, meaning what does moshikh mean? I tied it on the leash and it walked by itself, and then I tied it up. In which case, Rav's diach works. If I had given you the animal with the kalim, once I tie it up, now it becomes a chatzer chain about lechus, it's going to be the chatzer. But if the ibaya is just about, if I didn't give you the animal, it's only the ibaya about mshikha. And if it's only the ibaya about mshikha, then while it was moving by itself, and the baya just moving by itself counts as mashikha for metaltalin. Okay, the rush is a little more radical. The rush is also bothered by this. The rush says, let me just find it. The apple pea, the bikfusa iri. So there's two yourselves in the rush, either bikfusa iri, we're talking about kfusa, or bikfusa nami iri. You're talking even about kfusa. But it makes no difference for us, right? We're at least talking about, including the case of kfusa. Mikomakam stam kinyas behemalide hiloch. So what does that mean? Even though the animal's kfusa, since normally we pull animals in a different way, it could be they're, what does he say? Mikol makom, he says, afal gav, whatever he says, dibikfusa ayri, stam knias behema, al yidehilach. I mean, even though taki, you aren't pulling the behema. We're talking about a case where you are pulling the behema in the end. You are pulling the behema, but still, we're not sure if pulling the behema works for metaltalin, because what's the suffix? The suffix is, here just the suffix is, whether meshicha dehilach works for metaltalin. Here you might say the suffix is whether mishicha of a behema is a different category from mishicha of metaltalin, regardless of what you're actually doing. I mean, taka, you're pulling the behema. He thinks it's still a suffix. I mean, he thinks it's poshut if you pull the behema. He thinks it's still a suffix, even if you're pulling the behema, because maybe Meshicha's behema, Meshicha's taltalin, metaltalin are two totally different categories, and therefore a behema Meshicha is automatically excluded from the category of metaltalin Meshicha. This is obviously a little dog. I understand the Meiri a little better. The Meiri says, well, taka, I'm not pulling it. I'm just causing it to move, and causing it to move is not normally going to metaltalin, or is it? That's a valid suffix. Do the metaltalin, do I dock need to drag them, or can I even cause them to move? For the rush, it's a little funny. He's saying that, since stam way we kona behema is through hilach. Therefore, fundamentally, whatever I do to behema is a different category from whatever I do to metalkalin. The subject seems to be, do we have two different categories of meshicha? Behema and metalkalin, and like they have two different halachic statuses? Or do we have one general category of meshicha, and therefore, everything. So that the suffix is, meaning.
So there's one category.
Exactly. Suffix, whether there is one din of meshicha, seems like, I know I'm adding din, or two dinim of meshicha. If there's two dinim of meshicha, behema and kalim, then you can't mix and match. Meshicha of behema can't work for kalim, only meshicha of kalim can work for kalim. Regardless of the fact that it's the same exact thing in this particular case of a tied up animal. If it's one din of meshicha, then of course it'll work, because you're doing meshicha. Now, if you will, am I allowed to make a speculative suggestion that I have no proof for? What do you say? Okay, Sam gives me permission. I think after, if you want, you could make this ibaya much deeper, but I can't prove to you whether it is or not. And at least we're talking about Tosis derech, the Meshicha derech, right? We left off with Meshicha, we're just going to finish up the discussion of Meshicha. On the one hand, it sounds like from Tosos, certainly if you go the Meiri way, that you could just say it's a question of what the derech you have to do, Meshicha Kedarka, what's the derech Meshicha Metalkalin, is it Davka to pull them, or is it even to cause them to move? For the Rosh, you have to be a little more Mechodesh, the question of whether, since once Metalkalin and Behemoth have different Drach and Meshicha, did they make two separate categories, or did they make one category? It's possible that what might be behind it is, you know, what is the yesod of the suffix? Probably just a technical question. But maybe they're asking a more yesodistic question here. And that's going back to the Rid, at least for the Tosus Rid, if not for others. Maybe the question is more yesodistic. But maybe the question is fundamental. Does Meshicha of Behema work the same way Meshicha of Metalkalin works? Or not? What do we mean by not? What did the Tosfos Rid tell us about Meshicha of Behema and Meshicha of Metalkalin? Anyone remember what the Tosfos Rid told us?
Yeah, one works
in Meshicha of Rabin, one doesn't. So, we said, well, working with Shus Rabin is clearly not an issue of owning the Rishos, right? It's not an issue of Nasim Rishus, so it's just an issue of showing that you're in charge of it. And one way of taking the Tosfos Rid, we suggested, was this shows that Meshicha in general has nothing to do with bringing it to your Rishos, it just has to do with showing that you're in control of it. But it could be, maybe, perhaps, I know this is very hard to do. I'm
running out of good colors. I'm not sure why.
Perhaps, maybe, back to our Chakira. We had a Chakira last time. How does Meshicha work? Is it the Totsav Meshicha that now is in Marishos? Or is it the Maisa Meshicha, which is that I am showing my control over it? I'm showing. Now, intuitively, what kinds of things like are in my Rishos? Like, they're just sitting in my Rishos? Metalkalin, which don't move. Right? Meaning, Meshicha of Metalkalin is not a. Meshicha is not like a normal thing that owners do to metalkalin, right? It's just a way of bringing it from one place to the other, putting it in my rishos, and then it stays there. Animals, they're not, maybe they're not really staying in anyone's rishos too long. You're always running around, but I'm showing that the animal listens to me, that I'm in control of the animal. After all, what does a bile of an animal do? A bile of an animal tells it where to run, where to go. That's what animals are good for, as a general rule. They move things from place to place. So maybe you could say that Meshicha of Metalkalin is Kone via the Totsah of Hachnasa L'Rishuso, and therefore
doesn't work Rishus HaRabin, at least according to those Rishonim. What?
No, I'm not saying for the Rush. I'm saying, and the truth is, either way, it just works better for the Rush.
But, Mishicha of a Behema. Works mitzad the maisa of the animal obeying you. Mashiach of behema works mitzad the maisa of the animal obeying you, and not mitzad of chumash l'shuso, and therefore works even. So back to our Chakir we had yesterday, maybe you could say, look, this is speculation, I have no proof for it. So this is only speculation, put in parentheses. Maybe you could say, we had a Chakir, how Mashiach works. Maybe the answer is, there are two kinds of Mashiach. Already our Gemara hints to us there are two kinds of Mashiach, according to Tosos, by saying one is through pulling, the other is through causing it to walk. And especially according to the Rashi, it makes two totally different categories. I'll keep shot of the Gemara. So if there are two categories, maybe there are two totally different categories. One is Achnaso the Rishuso, Totsav Achnaso Rishuso, that's the Tavlin. The other is a Maisa of Horas Bailos by showing who the animal listens to, who's the master of the animal, who it takes orders from. And therefore, it makes a lot of sense, our Gemara is saying. Yeah, Mashiacha of an animal is a totally different sug of kinyan from Mashiacha Metaphilin. And the different, A, it makes sense according to the Meiri's Derech. Well, this whole thing like telling it where to go and it moving, that only works for the animal type Mashiacha, not for the Kalim type Mashiacha. And for sure, in the Tosus Rid Derech, if they're two totally different kinyan and legamre, like why should there be two different kinds of Mashiacha? But if they're two kinyan and legamre that work for two totally different reasons, that work for two totally different reasons, then Eshar, that would be the base of the Ibayim. There are two things that work for different reasons. Therefore, once you're in one category, it doesn't work for the other category. Or can you say that, no, we'll consider this to be in both categories at the same time. So Eshar, that based on our Gemara, you can have a bit of a hint to this tremendous finish to say that Mashiach of Behema works according to one side of the Chakira. Mashiach of Kalim works on the other side of the Chakira, but I have no proof for that.
I would just suggest modify your speculation slightly, that not talk about the animal obeying in most time, because then you have a problem with the Kuta, because here you did the other kind of Mashiach, and how could it, what are you talking about? I said that it's simply a demonstration of soul, the ma'aseh of the soul, and then if you happen to control it in this strange case of Kuta by physically moving it, that's no worse than causing it to do so.
Okay. I agree, because after all, the way of the main thing that owners do to animals is tell them is make them go places, as opposed to Caleb, which the main thing owners do is not make them go places. So I agree.
Can't you put the difference differently? That it's they're both Kinyan Mashiacha, but the Kinyan Metalkalin is a better one. The Mashiacha by Behemoth of making it move is a Kinyan Grua, because you can't go around picking up animals all the time, so you can do this. Therefore, since it's a Kinyan Grua, it can't work by Mashiacha Kinyan.
Okay, I think that's more along the lines of not what I expected.
Okay, no, I know.
Correct. Okay, I think that's possible. I think what Simcha said is endorsed.
Except we could have that Mishnah on the price that says
Which we may or may not possibly like in the end, depending on who you ask, right? Okay, so in any case, this is the Derech of Tosfos, the question whether the Mashiach.
What? Maybe it's a suffix.
Right, the Rosh Paschal is Suffolk, the Yad Ramah Paschal is that it works for sure. And the Rambam is somewhere in between, a little closer to the Ramah. He says basically they all work, just they're competing against each other, they might not. Anyway, so this is Tosfos Derech, that especially the Mashiach of an animal works for Kalim, either because it's a different Maisa, Mi'iri, or because it's a different category, Rush. And with the suggestion that maybe this might be about something deeper, whether there's one. All Mashiach works according to the same basic derech, or whether there are two totally different kinds of Mashiach, but I can't prove that. Now, that's all else Kenya Mashiach. Tulsa says, are we dealing in the Ibayi with Rabbis Diok is Kenya Chatzar? Is the original Ibayi about Kenya Chatzar or not? Tulsa says, absolutely not. The original Ibayi is not about Kenya Chatzar. Why not? Because I told you to get the fleece and not the animal, and it's not your animal. And so says, no, I'm not giving you the animal, I'm not even lending you the animal. I said nothing about you having any rights in the animal. Therefore,
that it's not a kinyan chatzer. It is only a kinyan mishicha. As opposed to, okay, who is the other school? The Ramban, Rashba, and Ritva say this is an ibaya about Amnu Chiyosef. Say this is an ibaya about kinyan chatzer. Yosef, those are just the people on the chorus, and the Ran also say this and Ibaya about Kinyan Chatzir. Now, what's the Ibaya about Kinyan Chatzir? Don't we know that, well, if it's not Tfusa, then obviously there's no Makom for Kinyan Chatzir, it's a Chatzir Malachis. And if it is Tfusa, then it should be Shayat and Kinyan Chatzir. So what's the suffix here about Kinyan Chatzir? What's the Ibaya about Kinyan Chatzir? What's the question?
What's the problem? Is it malachet? Is it mishomeret? What's the problem with the...
Well, no. Hilchos of the Ketuvah. The problem is here. So we got to clarify the issue here. The issue here is, it's over Kni Kalim. Right? I tell you, I'm keeping my animal. You just pull my animal to get the fleece. So it's not your animal. Oh, then what's the Havmina of Kinyan Chatzir? The Havmina is... I'm lending you the animal in order to. That's what it means. They have a machloket in psychology with Tosos. Tosos assumes we're not talking about kinyan chatzir here. What do you mean? He never said he was lending him the animal. What did Tosos say? Diksha amalo mashoch lo yishal lo habehema liknos akilim itam chatzir. El mashiach is a behema. He never said I'm lending you the animal. So psychologically, Tosos thinks I'm never lending you the animal. But the Ramban, the Rashba, the Rid, the Rishoni Sfarad think that psychologically, I do intend to lend you the animals. So that's the machlokas. The machlokas here, just they get to a different place. Tosos makes the assumption, I never intended to lend you my animal just to give you the fleece. The Rishoni Sfarad said, no, obviously, that when I say Meshoch Behema Liknos Kalim, obviously what I mean is, if I wanted you to come to the Kalim through Mashiach, I would have said, you know, just Meshoch Liknos Kalim, or Meshoch Kalim Al Yidei Behema. Since I said Meshoch Behema, which is the language of Knias Behema, Ukne Kalim, therefore I imply that I want to lend you the animal. Okay, so at least this is the mainstream shop. The Ramban, Rashba, and Ritva, I think they all say in slightly different words. They say the Ibaya is the Umdana is, what's the Umdana? The Umdana is that I'm lending you the behema to use as a king and chaser on the kingdom, right? That's the umdur of what I mean, that they disagree with Tosos. The Ibaya is, so what's the Ibaya? What's the Ibaya? So if I lend you the animal to use the king and chaser and it's tied, then it should work fine. What's the problem?
Whether it's a chaser,
for
whether you can be koner with a chaser that is
shaul. Whether you can be koner, perhaps, with a chaser that's shaul. So, is... All the Rishonim we just mentioned think that it's pasha you can be koner with a kinyan chaser shaul. So maybe you looked at the Rambam right in Hilchos Chiras, right? But these Rishonim hold that you can be koner with a chaser shaul, at least in the case of Das Acheres Makne. So I think you have to make it a little more, let's start with the Ramban. Let me start with the Ramban. The Ramban, I think, is close to what you're saying. Then we'll understand in the light of his Talmid. Says the Ramban, what's the Ibaya? Hakim Ibaya, he is like Kenyan, but Gufa the Behemoth, the Likno Sagaba, Osam Kalim, Olo. Does he have a Kenyan, but Gufa Behemoth? Now, what does that mean? They're arguing, that sounds like what you said, right? If I lent him the behema, I could use my behema. Does that give mamash a kinyan a roof, bikona the kalim or not? So the Ramban says that what did the Ramban say? What's the suffix? The Ramban says basically, does he have kinyan haguf on the animal on the behema? Or not. The problem is the Ramban generally seems to think you can be kona in a barbed chaser. So I think you have to interpret the Ramban based on the Rashba and the Ritva. What do the Rashba and the Ritva add? Anyone?
Well,
I'm not mamish lending it to you. This isn't mamish lending it to you. I'm not saying, here, have the animal. You know, use the animal. Take the animal out for a spin. What am I saying? You can only use it in order to do kinyan chatzar. The Rashi and the Ritva say the same thing. Right? So I think the Rashi and the Ritva add, let's assume they're saying the same thing for now, just because that would work better with the Shita of the Ramban in Kol Kula. The Rashi and the Ritva add, the question isn't, do you ever have a kinyan of guf on an animal? The question is, does he have a kinyan on the behema if he only lets him use it for a kinyan chatzer and nothing else? That's the question. Does he have a kinyan on the behema if he only lets him use it for kinyan chatzer and doesn't let him use it for anything else? Meaning, maybe, maybe not, right? If I lent it to you, mamish, so the Rosh and the Ritva say that would for sure be good enough. If I lent it to you, mamish, that would be good enough. But, and the Ramban Lahore also agrees with them, but that would be good enough. That would be good enough to be a kinyan aguf. But, if I didn't lend it to you, mamish, I just said, here, use it for kinyan chatzer, so is that enough to make it considered yours? Or no, that fails, because if I'm giving it to you so for so little, that's not enough to make it considered yours. Okay, I want to come back to this in a moment and analyze it. But first, let's just finish up the Mika Yosef. I apologize. I hope everyone found the Mika Yosef. It's exactly one of it earlier than I accidentally wrote.
The one you wrote was Kinyan of a Covenant.
Okay. So it's good to keep you on your toes. According to Mika Yosef, what Ibaya? It has to do with Kinyan Chatzar, but not really. What's the Ibaya? The Hadi Ibaya, the Mishok Behem, the Lom Shok Tizelik, no skill, Shah Allah, Mishom, the Mishikas, Klia, Filu, etc., etc. Mishikas of Behem, about Hadi, the Kalim, the Great, Rilla, Fika, Hawaii, Mahani, Mishikas of Behem, the Kalim, Mishom, the Lodom, the Mishikas of Adad. He starts out with Tosvos, right? But then he says, the Helsa Maskim de Kusakana, on the end of the second line, Midin Chatzar, but see, I got the goof of coming by the rule. So in the end, what's the vaya? Mima anya v'vehema greira the lav kedarka b'kach tfemi on hagel b'gamol m'shich v'cham or darmin in the chatzad minay lo kan yishin the indarka b'kach v'achinam in derp meimelam in ligros or kfusa v'lo if shita v'ayon. Then Mukhe Yosef said, in the end, when we get to kfusa, he started out with tosos, right? He just had this problem of kfusa. He said, hold on a second. Once the Gemara says, v'ayis kfusa, then you're dragging the animal, then tosos question of Shaykh anymore. I guess he didn't like the Miri, and he didn't like the Rush, right? So, Mukhe Yosef takes this problem. He says, the Ibaya is obvious. Does making an animal walk count for Kalim, which you normally drag? But then in the end, the animal's Kfusa, and you drag the animal also. So, of course, it should work. And he doesn't like either of these answers. So, then Mukhe Yosef, right? Couldn't answer this question. He couldn't rescue Tosfos. Not that he's never pshat. He just couldn't rescue Tosfos. Instead, he took him the different derech. The Mukhe Yosef says that really the Ibaya is not about the kinyan chatzar. Really, the Ibaya is about being kona the behema as a prerequisite to kinyan chatzar. You're trying to be kona them by kinyan chatzar, that's fine, that doesn't bother me. It doesn't bother him. The, one second. Hold on. Yeah.
the his ibaya about being kovel behem as a prerequisite to kinyan chatzer. What's the ibaya? Ibaya is whether dragging works for behema or it's shalokadarka. That's his ibaya. Does dragging a tied up animal count as mashicha, or is that shalokadarka by a behema? On the one hand, he says it's a pretty weird way of making a behema move. You never tie a behema and drag them. Right? On the other hand, he doesn't quite say what the other hand is. Maybe the other hand is sometimes you do tie up animals and drag them. Or maybe the other hand is, since your mom is dragging it with your own kovach, and since it's direct and not grumma, so it doesn't matter if it's a derech or not. So I don't know, but the simple shot is that he's just asking a technical question. Is it the derech to drag tied up animals, or is it not the derech to drag tied up animals? After all, some people drag tied up animals, but most people don't. So is that the derech or not? The Rashba also takes the Mukhi Yosef's derech, that he likes this. It's a question about the Mashicha that's a prerequisite to the Kinyan Chatzer, not about the Mashicha the Kalim. Right? Kinyan Mashicha of the Kalim. It's a question of the Kinyan Mashicha for the Behema, right? Which is a prerequisite to the Kinyan Chatzer for the Kalim. What's a little funny that the Mukhi Yosef is that it's the same Ibaya, whether it's Mishoch Behema Ukni Kalim or Kni Behema Ukni Kalim, and he seems to have rejected Rava's Diuk, so he doesn't explicitly address this, but the Rashba says, maybe he's like the Rashba, what does the Rashba say? The Rashba says that there are two Ibayas. Look, Yosef sounds like it's only the second. The Rashba says that's little Dachuk. So if it's only Ibaya about dragging Behemos, then what's the difference if you're Kona the Behema or if you're not Kona the Behema? So the Rav says there are two Ibayas. One Ibaya is just dragging the Behema work. That Ibaya is Shayach, whether you're owning the Behema or not. The second Ibaya is that even if dragging the Behema works, and Kni Behema, Kni Kalim works, what about Mishoch Behema, Kni Kalim? What if you don't own the animal, then is that good enough to be Kinyan Chatzer or not? Okay, so now we have to go into one last lumdus, but we have the three basic different ways of reading the Ibaya of Elazar. Either Tosos, does Mashicha Behema work for Kalim? Then you get into a problem which stumped in the Mukhi Yosef, in which the Meiri and the Rush solved in different ways. Or two, the mainstream Rishonei Sfarad, the Ibaya is, can something that you just have, like, for a little purpose, ephemerally, for one purpose, can that count as your Chatzar, be Kona B'Chatzar or not? And the new Mukhi Yosef, and the Rashba says this is like one of the two Ibayas, you really have two Ibayas in one, says no, it's really the prerequisite, it's not about the Kalim at all. Before you get to the Kalim, you need to be Kona the Behema, right, even just temporarily, and in order to be Kona the Behema, does dragging consider the derech of Mashiach of Behema or not? More.
Yeah, I don't understand the problem you're about, as you're saying, is it a sufficient Kenyan for him to be Kona on it? The owner has full rights on the Behema. He's giving over to the owner. He says being mocked in it. So his das is, I'm giving you whatever you need in this behemoth to be cone and the caning that are on top of it. So why would he be lacking anything?
Aha, okay. So to answer that question, we have to, go to the Machlokes Rambam Ravid in Hilchos Chibus. To answer that question, we have to get back to the issue of Kenyan Chatzer using a borrowed chatzer. Can I use a borrowed chatzer to do a Kinyan chatzer or not? Right? Can I use a borrowed chatzer to do a Kinyan chatzer or not? So, this is a famous machlokes of Rambam Ravid Hilchos Chiras. What's the machlokes of Rambam Ravid Hilchos Chiras? The case where, right, I rent you a chatzer, and animals come into the chatzer from the shuk, right? I rent you a chatzer. Now, when animals come to places, right, they leave presents behind. Nowadays, we're very upset when animals leave presents in our chutzers. But in those days, that was valuable fertilizer. Maybe now also, if you're a farmer, you would think it was valuable fertilizer. So, now, obviously, I rent Gidon a certain field. So if my animals go into it and, you know, leave presents behind. Obviously, they're mine. They're my animals. If he, his animals live in his the field he rented and, you know, leave their waste behind, obviously it's his. That's a no-brainer. Question is, what if stam animals from the shuk come and leave their waste behind, and it's hefker, right? Or what, the same would be for metzia. What if, you know, someone lost a $20 bill on the other side of town, and the wind blew it into this chatzir, right? So I rent you a field, and all of a sudden, the wind blows a $20 bill into it. That would be a more contemporary example than the books of Rambam and Rashi. So, who gets the $20 bill? The Rambam says, the landlord gets the $20 bill. It's his chatzir. The Ravid says the tenant gets the $20 bill. After all, he rented the chatzar and now it's his. So what are the Rambam and Ravid arguing about? Now, what are they arguing about? Now, okay, who has learned a little bit of methodology of one of this here? How many possibilities are there of what the Rambam and Ravid are arguing about? We're not going to go through them all now. How many different ways are there that you can analyze that you sold their machlokas? They have a very fascinating machlokas. I rent you a yard, and a $20 bill blows into it. Right? The Rambam says, it's mine, I'm the owner. The Rambam says, what do you mean? It's yours. You rented it for good money. So who gets the $20 bill? So what might they be arguing about? They might be arguing about the nature of schiras, or the nature of Kenyan Chatzar, right? They're arguing, can you have a Kenyan Chatzar with a borrowed Chatzar? So either they're arguing about the nature of Kenyan Chatzar, which you're knocking into now, but we never will get back to in Kayetzman, or they're arguing about the nature of what it means to rent something or to borrow something, right? If they're arguing about the nature of what it means to rent or borrow something, what might they be arguing about? Is there more than one way to look at this field? I rented Gidon a field. Gidon, you want to be the tenant? I rented you a field. Whose field is it?
And for what?
Okay. So what you're saying is I maybe have the Kenyan goof. He has the Kenyan payrolls, perhaps. If you look at it that way. He clearly has the right to use it. Is it his field? Did I sell him, when I rent the field, do I sell the field or not? When he rented my field, did he buy it or not?
He didn't buy it, but he has
to buy it. So, just turn for a moment to Daf Nun Vav Amud
Bet. Rent the house, you have to put the mezuzah on.
Ah, but that's the mezuzah chovah hadar. Okay, good. And the other geoma. Turn to Nun Vav Amud Bet for a moment. Nun Vav Amud Bet, 56b. Says in 56b. Says about two thirds of the way through. It says Zera at the beginning of the line, right where it says Tosfos Maskil Kol Dover. It has a parenthesis Menachos Daf Ayin Zayin. Right next to that Menachos Daf Ayin Zayin, it says Zera. By Rav Zera, Schiras Yesh Lo Na or In Lo Na. Does the Yisrael Onah apply to Schiras or not? Mimkar Rachman of Lo Schiras. Onah is for selling, not for renting. Although Lo Shnar, maybe Onah is for renting also. Amalei Abayim, Miksev Mimkali Olam. Does it say permanent sale? Mimkar Stomachsev, it says sale. Bahainami, Biyomei Mechirahu. Schiras is selling it for its time. Obviously, it's not a permanent sale, but Schiras is a sale. Mechira, Biyomeihu, right? Or Biyomei Mechirahu. Schiras is Mechira biyome. So, say the Achronim in Hilchus Schiras a little later on in the Ramban. What's the Svar of the Raifid? The Raifid says Schiras is Mechira liyome. If I rented something, I bought it temporarily. I know I haven't bought it permanently, but I bought it temporarily, and since I bought it temporarily, therefore it's mine, and whatever falls into it is mine. A tenant is a temporary owner. However, if you look at Tosfos says, on right there in the Vav, V'hai v'yomim v'chirahu, Tema, d'v'perakam d'avodazara mucha, the Schiras lo kani. What do you mean? Schiras is not a Kenyan. Mi Yisrael shemachar parmi koin, sochar parmi koin, mi lola v'estira amru. We know that for ritual purposes, we don't consider Schiras to be a Kenyan. For example, if I rent a cow from a koin, the cow can't be truma. Right? Because I didn't buy it, I only rented it. If I rent a house to a guy, can't bring idols there.
because even though he rented it, he didn't buy it. So we see in the Sefer Avodah Zarah that Tziris is not a kinyan. So v'yesh lomar d'hochav yinok sivnim kar v'yusar the rabbi Tziris. So said, yeah, don't take the Gemara literally. It doesn't really mean Tziris is mechira. Tziris is not mechira. It just means there's an extra word memkar. What does it say? V'chisim karu memkar lamitecha. Clear extra words. Just said the same chitim karu lamitecha. Why is it tim karu memkar? It's a clear, classic double lashon. The extra lashon is mar v'tziris, but it doesn't mean that tziris is kona. It just tziris is not kona. It just means that there's an extra word to be mar v'it, that it's something that you still have ona on. So now the Akronim say for the Raivit, tziris miyomei mechira. Of course, the sofer is the owner. What does the Rambam say back? The Rambam can say back like Tosos. No, not true. Stiris is not Mechira. Stiris lo kanya. Ah, it's a sub-kind of Mechira. After all, you are taking money for something, so if there's an extra pasuk, extra word of the pasuk, it's marvit for na. But it's not really Mechira. I haven't really sold you anything. It's really still mine. Stiris lo kanya. I mean, Stiris lo kanya. So Stiris lo kanya, then really, who's the owner? The landlord is the owner. And that's how the Achronim defend the Rambam. So there are two different ways of looking at Tziris. Morty.
But it's not the same. Even if you say it's not, it's Tziris is not real bialism. If I rent someone a field and I say to him, and you should know that any 20 shekel bills that fall into the yard are yours, then they're yours. And it's the same thing when I'm coding you the behemoth to be machmir, I'm saying whatever you need to have, I'm giving you that. I'm not excluding anything. Here, I'm giving you the $20 bills that fall in.
Okay. So, Morty points out that you do have a good point. That Lemaisa, this is different from the Rambam's case. A lot of Achronim say this a little later on Yisker, Makomo Muskerlo, and Dafir Aleph, that it might be different if I intend to do it or not. So let's hold that thought for a moment. Now, until we see this beautiful Nesivus. There is a Yesh Makom Lomar then that Yesh Makom Lachkor as to the nature of Schiros or She'ema. Let's assume it doesn't matter whether you get it for free or not, or you pay for it. What is this renting or borrowing? Is it right? Is it bailus? Right? Is it RUA? Let's say better. RUA temporary owner. After all, mechira biome, right? Like shot of the Gemara in Hazahav. Or no, you're not a temporary owner. If you're not a temporary owner, what's the other option? When I lend you something, you're not the temporary owner.
You're a user.
Rather, you're a user, right? After all, right, when you have a license to use it, right? When I buy a software program, when I buy Microsoft Office, do I own my copy of Microsoft Office?
Not much,
no. At least what it says, right? Legally. Right, but legally, I do not own my copy of Microsoft Office. I have a license to use my copy of Microsoft Office, but I don't own my copy of Microsoft Office. What?
You're limited.
I can only sell it in accordance with permission granted via the license agreement. Depends what it says in the license agreement, right? But I can't install it on two computers.
I'm glad
that's the license that I can.
No, but you can say, I don't want it anymore. I'm erasing it from my computer. I'll give it, I'll send it to somebody.
Only because it says in the license that I can. But if it says in the license that I can, if it's OEM software, then I can't transfer to a different computer, even to my own different computer, because that's the terms of the license. So you are a licensed user. You have the right to use it. Okay, you don't have to bring the software in too much. Basically, what you have is the right to the use of the property. But that doesn't mean you're an owner of the property. That means you have the right to use the property. This is based on Tosfos in Bat Metzia, who quotes the Gemara Avodah Zarah, Chiros Lo Kanya, right? Even though the Gemara Avodah Zarah was not talking about Dini Mamonos, it was talking about, you know, status for Isurim, right? Meaning, basically, if I sell something, do I convert it to a different religion or to a different shaven or not? The Tosfos assumed no. What that Gemara meant was not just that when I rent something, it doesn't convert. You know, not just when I rent something to a Kohen, it doesn't become a Kohen, and when I rent something to a Goy, it doesn't become Goyish. But it actually means that Schiras is not an owner at all. When I rent it, the reason I rent my animal to a Kohen, it doesn't become a Kohen, it's because the Kohen doesn't own it. The reason I rent my house to a Goy, it doesn't become Goyish, is that the Goy does not, own it. And it suggested that perhaps the Nachgamina might be, what about Kinyan Chaser? Now, this is very far from Pasha, because we're not analyzing the other side of the question, which we'll come back to. But perhaps, right, perhaps this is, the Achronim all say, that this is the Svara of the Ravid. The Ravid says that Kone Metziah L'socher. The tenant gets the Metziah. And the Rambam says, Kone Metziah Lemaskir, the Maskir gets the Metziah. Now I know that most Achronim say, what more do you object to before, so even the Rambam would admit, if I'm explicitly telling you that I want you to be able to use this Bikone Bechuli Bechuli, that it would be better. Although, that's far from Fashion. I say the Rambam would not compromise, but we'll get back to that. But what would another Nafkamina perhaps be? Yom HaDiyomer, right? This is the last year before Pesach. Let me read you a Tosfos Psachim. Anyone know which Tosfos Psachim I'm going to read to you? No? Daf Dalet.
Oh, here he knows.
What?
Here he
knows. No, that's the Chav. Mysterious Mafteach. Anyone know if I rent my property to someone, who has to do the bdika? The Gemara says, whoever has the key. Whoever has the key has to do the bdika. Mashallah Mafteach. Rashi says, who kinyan aschivas? That's a kinyan. Tosa says, what do you mean the key is a kinyan? Neimir Lari, it says mefurish in the Gemara that Mysterious Mafteach is not kone. It says mefurish Mysterious Mafteach is not kone. So Tosfos says, no, the reason Bedika depends on the Sirius Mafteach is, anyone think of a Balabatish reason that Bedika, who's hiding Bedika might depend on who's holding the key? Whoever's not holding the key can't get in. So obviously, whoever can get in has to do the Bedika that the Rabbanon wanted a Bedika to be done, so they said whoever's the key should get Bedika. That's one of the answers of Tosfos. Okay, but the Machlok is Rashi and Tosfos here, whether the Sirius Mafteach is a Kenyan or not. Now what would you say? Tosfos is proof that Mesiris Mafteichos is not a Kenyan. But what's Rashi's Lashon? Mesiris Mafteichos, who Kenyan ha Schiros. What does Rashi sound like? I know Mesiris Mafteichos is not Kenyan Karka, but it's Kenyan of Schiros Karka. What Rashi's saying is, you need a lower level of Kenyan for Schiros than for regular things. So, why would Rashi say you need a lower level of kinyan for Sivas than for regular kinyan? It may be because, right, the kinyan required. If you say that it's just a right to use, then you might say that you need a lower level of kinyan. Where did that come from? As opposed to, because they're the temporary owner, you should need a regular Kenyan for Karka or Metalka or whatever it may be. This comes up in two places. Number one is in Psachin, Rashi, Psachin, Daf Dalet of an Aleph, Mesiras Mafteach works, and Tosfos and other Rishonim there argue on Rashi. Right? Tosfos and other Rishonim there argue on Rashi. The other machlokas is the one mentioned in the Sivas. What machlokas did the Sivas mention that was on the Makor sheet? He wrote a machlokas in the Maharit and
And who argued on the Maharit? The Machne Ephraim. The Maharit and the Machne Ephraim. The Maharit says that, or what does the Machne Ephraim say? The Machne Ephraim says that Hachnasas Kelim L'Tocho Kana. L'Tocho is good enough. Counts as Chazaka. The Maharit says no. The Maharit says you need a regular Chazaka. What's a regular Chazaka? A regular Chazaka is Na'al Gadar Uparat. Without getting into the big machlokas, Rambam, Ravid, about whether Stam is a Chazaka. We normally assume Stam using land is not a Chazaka. You actually have to control access to the land, like locking or fencing or tearing down the fence or etc. So here's machlokas. The Maharit says you need a regular Chazaka. The Machne Ephraim says, nah, you can use just the Chazaka of usage. So what might be the sort of machlokas in the Maharit and Machne Ephraim? You might say the machlokas is what's the nature of schiras. If schiras is temporary ownership, you need a regular kenyan. It's just temporary. But you need a regular kenyan. If schiras is only the right to use, then you should just need to do a kenyan about using it. If you use it, you're kona. You should be kona the right to use. But according to my writ, you have to do a kenyan that can acquire karka for ownership. So it could be that there's a hakira out there. What the nature of schiras is? What the nature of schiras is? Is it more like ownership or more of just a right to use something? Zchus hishtamshus, as they say in Yeshiva Shalashon, zchus hishtamshus. And puts in Yeshiva Shalashon, zchus hishtamshus. If you add a lot of letters, it makes it sound like a more compelling svara. And the nafkamina, one might be how strong the result is. Does it become mine even to be kona metziyah that fall in? Or no, it's mine to use, but it's not mine for like just the purpose of non-use of just things falling into it. It's only mine for use. It's not mine for ownership, theoretically, to be kona $20 bills. And the other nafkamina might be, well, how much do you need to create it? If it's real mechira liyomei, then I should need to do a real kenyan in accordance with the normal standards of kenyan, whatever they might be. But almost everyone agrees, bringing kelim into it is not the normal standard of kenyan chazaka. And that's the Maharit. But if you say, no, it's just chus hishtamshus, not really fine, makes sense. To be kona land, I need to fix the land. To be kona chus hishtamshus, I need to do a hishtamshus. I'm doing something which is parallel, which is representative of the level of my kenyan. What's the problem?
The side point is, if we're talking about a lower level, I mean, how do we decide what the level is that, you know, like, what's still in the ballpark and what's so low that it's nothing? How do we define this low level that these are kenyanim derivat? What is this?
What is chus hishtamshus?
No, I understand, but what is this formal kenyan that has to be done that's on a lower level
So the Machne Ephraim says, you have to do a shimush, you have to use the land.
Any shimush.
Now, yeah.
But the maskir, or the mashiel, can also make a t'nai which shimushim you can use.
Right, and then you might have to do one of those ones he allows you to use. Now, the Nesiva says something very clever. The Nesiva says the following problem. The Nesiva says, Akasha on the Machne Ephraim, he's sure that the Machne Ephraim works, but he brings a raya from the Gemara, but the Maharit has a raya. The Gemara says, if I want to give you my land to be kona kenyan chaser with it, you need to do a kenyan. Or the Tosafot says, and the Rishonim say. So, don't you say you need a kenyan? But the Machne Ephraim has good right, but you don't need to do a regular kenyan, it's enough to just do ishtamshus.
So the Nesiva says, Tzedinim. The Nesiva says, you know what? They're both right. There are two tracks of renting and borrowing. You could pick whatever track you want. You could, what does he say? If you do a Kenyan Gomer Hamoil Liknos, then you become the owner, and can use it for a Kenyan Chatzer. If you do a Kenyan Gomer, then you become the owner, you can use it for Kenyan Chatzer. That's one track. However, if you do a Kenyan of Shimush, then you have the Zechus to use it but you're not an owner. And therefore you can't use it for a Kenyan Chatzer. Meaning, he says, who gets the $20 bill? That depends. If you did a real Kenyan, you've shown that you want to be Kona, be the owner for this year or for this day, then you get the $20 bill. Then if the tenant did a real Kenyan, he's using the Maharit track, he gets the $20 bill. But if the tenant didn't do a real Kenyan, he just brought his Caleb in. He just did a Shemush. That he's shown that he only wants to acquire the rights of Shemush. He doesn't want to actually buy the land. And therefore, he doesn't get the $20 bill. The master gets the $20 bill. So the Sita says, this is Sfeidin and Sfeiros. You can pick what track of Sfeiros you want to use. If you do the full Kenyan, you get the full Kenyan track. If you do only a Shemush, you get the Shemush track. And his Raya is, this is a very complicated Indian from a Magid Mishnah of Lashkenia. Basically, the first paragraph of the Basra says, if I use your land and you don't object, then I have the right to use your land. It's like an easement, right? Let's say what's the example? I have a gutter that extends into your land, or you know, I have an area of my roof where I need to walk up, put the ladder in your land, and go up to my roof, and I do it, and you don't object. Then I now have the right forever. Magid Mishnah said, how do I have the right forever? I never did a Kenyan Kesef Shtar and Chazaka. So he says, because you're not actually getting the land. You're just getting what he calls a shibud, a right in the land. That can happen without a Maisa Kenyan. So he says, what does the Siva say from here? We'll learn from here. There are two kinds of rights in land. You can own land, in which case you need a Maisa Kenyan, or you can have the right to use land, where you need less of a Maisa Kenyan. What do you need? Just to use it, and no one objects, or you have permission to use it, and that's good enough. That's when the Siva gets the idea. There's Sveidinim and Sfiros. You can have Sfiros so Kenyan by doing a real Maisa Kenyan, and then if a $20 bill falls in, it belongs to the tenant. Or you can have Sfiros Sods Chosishtamshus, where you don't do a Maisa Kenyan, you just start the Sfiros by using it, and you only acquire the usage rights and not the land itself, and then if the $20 bill falls in, it goes to the landlord. That's the Sveidina of the Nesivas.
Is that Chutzme Dasa Haval? I mean, does it matter what his Das is? Or is
yeah, I assume he can make a Tanai, like meaning, I assume he can make a Tanai, just like Microsoft does, right? I could write into the contract, you are not acquiring any ownership rights, even temporarily, merely a license to use. So if I write that into the contract, then the same. But most people don't, so it just depends what kind of Kenyan you do. In the Echonami, I have to write that into the contract. I can write the contract that you're not getting a full rental here, just a license to use it. Okay. I know, I wonder, next time you go to a hotel, read the fine print, see when you sign in, see if it says anything about that when you sign into the hotel. Say anything in that contract that says you are not actually renting the hotel room, you are merely licensed to use it. I don't know, I think it might sometimes.
That's better for a Chatzer.
What?
For an Erev Chatzer.
Correct, that's better for Erev Chatzeres. Although, it doesn't matter, even less than that is still fine, as long as they retain some access.
I'm just following up with Naeem. I suspect that the Nesivos would make the same distinction, which one it is, not just based on the nature of the kingdom, but based on all kinds of other Tanaim. For instance, a very standard Tanaim, as a practical matter, if you rent your house to someone else, the Maskir usually has the right to come and visit when you want to see how his property being maintained. Now, clearly, if the other guy, if he's so fair, it's Bob Hill. Why does somebody have the right to come into my property? Indicative. Just that light might be indicative. That's just a simple thing which you want.
Correct, quite possibly.
Wouldn't this question of what the nature of spheres depend to a certain extent, at least, on what the nature of violence is?
Perhaps what you're saying is that there's a real thing loves to suggest that Phaedrus really, you know, Ruben Blight had an article about this in the tradition about 2 years ago, as to whether Phaedrus means some sort of metaphysical property of what he called pentacles, right? It's hard to forget that once he has the tentacles. You imagine bug-eyed monsters, bug-eyed aliens. Anyway, it might very well, what you're trying to say, if I understand you correctly, is that if all Phaedrus means is the right to use it anyway, and then the Hakir becomes vacuous. You're stuck on. Right, but the Hakir becomes trivial. I agree. Now, let me just. Yeah, Ari.
If he starts doing the Seos that Shaydin, if he starts with the King of Shemush and then does a better King of Shemush to Aster, once you do one of
It sounds from the Sivus like you can always operate as long as as long as the owner doesn't object. That's what it sounds like from the Sivus. Now let's take this back to our soda. The Ibaya is, can he use this animal for Kinyan Chatzar or not? What's the Ibaya? So maybe if you say the Ramban doesn't mean like the Rosh or Britva, then the Ibaya is the Machlokas Rambam Veraivid in Hilchos Sivas, above Halacha Hey. Again, unlike morning, some of the acronyms say they all admit if you made it explicit. Right? So if they take the Ramban to Pshuto, which I think is less likely, then he doesn't mean the Ramban, the Rashi, he really means, does anyone who borrow anything have a kinyan, a guf, in order to be kone b'chatzar or not? That's exactly this chakira, right? When I borrow something, do I have a kinyan, a guf, mechira liyome, and therefore I'm kone b'kinyan chatzar? Or when I borrow something, do I not have a kinyan, a guf? I only have the right to use it. Right? And I only have a kinyan peros. I only have the right to use it, and therefore, I don't. It's not my chatzar, so I can't be kone b'kinyan chatzar. So if you want to interpret the Ramban, not in light of the Rashi and the Ritva, then there's just an argument of this chakira. Right? Is the socher kone with a borrowed chatzar, can a borrower be kone with a borrowed chatzar or not? And what's the chakira? Is the borrower really an owner, kinyan a guf? Or is the borrower not an owner? What if you assume, right, if you follow the Rashba and the Ritva, then what's the Ibaya? What do the Rashba and the Ritva say? The Rashba and the Ritva say that, a borrower can be kona with a borrowed chatzar. Right? And is he doing a valid kinyan here? Yeah, he acquired this animal borrowed chatzar with a valid kinyan, with a kinyan mashicha. Right? So what is the ibaya? Then I think you have to say, what's the ibaya? I think you have to say the ibaya is based on the nesivus. On the one hand, you did a kinyan meshicha on the behema, so you should have a full kinyan on the behema. That's on the one hand. On the one hand, you should have a full kinyan on the behema. After all, you did a kinyan meshicha. You didn't just stam do an inferior kinyan just to show you want to use the animal. You actually did a kinyan mashicha, which is a valid use of the animal. What's the other hand? On the other hand, maybe if you don't really have the right to do things with it, that can't be called a kinyan. Maybe it can't be called a kinyan if you don't really have the right to do something with it.
Like, what do I say? I say, you know what? I'm selling you my field. Oh, I'm selling you my field? Great, that's a Kenyan. I'm selling you my field, but it goes back to me in 2 days. All right, that's also valid Kenyan. I'm selling you my field, but I'm selling you my field. You only have the right to plant barley on it, not to plant rice. All right. Yeah, sure, that could also be called a Kenyan. What if I'm selling you my field, you can't actually do anything with it. I just want it to be called yours in order to that you can acquire my fleece, the Kenyan chaser. Maybe if, like, it's very nice that I want it to be yours. But if I'm not actually giving you the right to do any, if you don't actually have any...
That also is
chus tashmish, but it could be that if you have such a... Yes, chus tashmish, fine. But that's not good enough, according to the Sivas. You need a Kenyan. It could be that if you don't really have the right to do anything with it, that is a pagam in the Kenyan. What Gemara Nedarim makes us think that? The Gemara Nedarim says, Kni al manas lahaknos. Is that really a Kenyan or not? If I say it's yours just to give to someone else, but not to actually use, it could be that it's not called a Kenyan if you don't actually have the... If it's not actually under your control, it could be that that's just mafkia l'shem kinyan. So on the one hand, you're doing a full mitzvah kinyan. On the other hand, you don't have any rights to control or use it. So, maybe my mafkia, the Kenyan. And I think that's exactly the question. The question is, The question is, in order for, yes, they're sure that Sefiras works. They're sure that you can be kona with a borrowed chutzar. That's what they say. For sure you can be kona with a borrowed chutzar. If I actually lend you the animal for a day, you can for sure use it as a chutzar to be kona. But why can you be kona with a borrowed chutzar? You can be kona with a borrowed chutzar because you have a kinyan, the yome. So on the one hand here, you have a kinyan. And you pulled the animal, you did a mashicha, why should you have a kinyan on the animal? But on the other hand, maybe it's not called a kinyan, because a kinyan has to mean you actually have the right to do something with it. And if I'm not giving you the right to use it at all, I just want it to be a Kenyan chutzar. But I don't actually want you to have any benefit from the cow. Maybe that's mafkia the Kenyan. You can't have a Kenyan if you don't actually give the guy anything. Maybe that's the Ibaya. If I say, I want to be makna you this cow for 1 second to use for a Kenyan chutzar, but you have no actual rights in it otherwise. Is that a valid Kenyan? Because after all, you did a Maisa Kenyan. I was just mocking you a very limited Kenyan. Or no, a Kenyan can become so limited that it's not a Kenyan anymore. And that's the question. If I give Aaron something and I say, this is yours, but you can't use it. It's only yours to have the power to give it as a present to Morty. Why would I do that? Because maybe I made a neder that Morty can't get enough from me. I'm trying to get out of the neder. That's the case in the Darim, the Flamid. So, the Gemara, it's not exactly clear, but the simple shot is, it's an Ibaya, maybe that we possibly, it's not a Kenyan. You know what? A Kenyan that doesn't really give you anything, that Kenyan is cancelled, it's not a Kenyan anymore.
Why is it that it's who's touching that? I don't know. That is a because, little thing to
ah, because it's what so, s- correct, which, be, ah. So I think that partially because this isn't really a thing to do. This is a Kenyan. You're not actually doing anything. It's just causing a halos Kenyan.
No, why? I'm accomplishing something. That
you're accomplishing something?
Yeah.
Okay, so I think what you have to say is that a Kenyan which is only for the purpose of accomplishing something and not actually using the animal, that's not a valid Kenyan.
That is the word.
You're saying it is.
Why is it any worse than you're saying that you the tafelin in the outing way because you have the chutz to be there and do it. You also don't. You can't start digging. You can't do it. You happen to be there, so I can become this something in that spot.
Okay, so the simple pshat might be because that's not really Kenyan Chatzar. That's a special part of Meshiva, which says Rabbanan based on Kenyan. The real answer is because maybe that shouldn't work with Doraisa. Rabbanan, they want to make it easier to do Kenyan, and they're attacking that it's Kein Doraisa. But in Echnami, I don't think that's a real Kenyan Chatzar necessarily. I doubt that's a real Kenyan Chatzar. I think that's more of a Kein Kenyan Chatzar, Midrabanan.
Oh, but they weren't Metakin in this case. Why are they Metakin for these weird people? So, okay, Aaron says, look, Lemaitza, I'm still giving you something. It's still a Kenyan. He doesn't understand the Ibaya. But I think especially, okay, you'll force me to open a Gemara. The Gemara says, in the Dharm, isn't it Daflamid? It is, no, it's not. What?
Nuntes?
Oh, yeah, yeah. Yes, thank you. Daf Memches, exactly. Appreciate that. The Gemara says, good Bekias. Okay, Baruch Hashem. The Tatzah, as long as the Tatzah, not the Maisi, you're okay. That's what Gemara says here. Kol Amri Pemedisa Kni Amanas Lahaknos, Kol Kni Amanas Lahaknos, Lo Kani. So, what does it say here? A certain guy said that he madder his son Hanok from his Nafasin, because he was an Oishvar. They asked, ah, but what if your grandson is a good guy? Wouldn't you want it? So he says, ah, you're right. So, my son can't have my Nafasin, but he can only have them to pass on inheritance to my grandson. So the Gemara says there, K'niyam nas lahaknosu, v'chol k'niyam nas lahaknos lo kani. And that seems to be, it's questioned, the simple shot is that that's the maskana of the Gemara. K'niyam nas lahaknos lo kani. Most Rishonim agree that's the maskana of the Gemara. What does k'niyam nas lahaknos mean? It means I'm giving it to you as a kinyan, but only to create other kinyanim, not to actually give it to you. Then that's not considered a kinyan. Now, the question is, how did, on the one hand, it's like a kinyan aslahaknos. I'm only giving the animal for you to be cone of the fleece. On the other hand, Aaron will say, no. It's not like a kinyan aslahaknos. Over there, I was only giving the animal to pass it on to your son. Over here, I'm giving the animal to use to be cone of the fleece. Right? So, maybe that's why it's an ibaya. Do you say, I'm not really giving it to you. I'm only giving it to you in order to do another kinyan, and that's not a valid kinyan. Or do you say, no, here I really am giving it to you. I'm giving it to you for important things, like to acquire fleeces with. I'm giving it to you for your own benefit. So maybe that is a Kenyan. So I think there's room for Ibaya. On the one hand, you're doing a Kenyan Gomer. On the other hand, it's the Gemara says, again, it's one line in the Gemara, but you'll take my word for it. You'll look up Most Rishonim. Most Rishonim agree that that's not strong Gemara, even though Rav Nachman questions it. Rav Nachman questions it, and Rav Ashi defends it. So Rav Ashi defends it with a questioning lashon, a man leimalach, not with a statement lashon. So therefore, there's a bit of machlokas Rishonim there, who the maskana is like. But me'ikra din, we paskin, the maskana is like Rav Ashi. Right? The Gemara says, ah, Kenyan Sudar. How is Kenyan Sudar valid? Kenyan. So the ikra din, we paskin. No, Kenyan Sudar is a Kenyan gomer. If I give you my pen for selling chametz, you can keep the pen. It's just impolite. It's a socially a bit of a faux pas, but legally, you can keep the pen. Because that's a Kenyan Gomer, and really, in order to make a Kenyan Khalifa, you need to give a Kenyan Gomer. If I were to say, here's the pen just to give back to me, that would not be Kani, and therefore it wouldn't be a valid Kenyan Khalifa anymore. Because Kenyan Manas Lachnos lo Kani, I have to actually give it to you. And even though Matana Maslahasir works, most we're going to say, Matana Maslahasir is different from Kenyan Manas Lachnos. Matana Maslahasir means you can actually use it totally and be a total bailiff for a period of time and then give it back later. That's not Kenyan Maslahaknos. Kenyan Maslahaknos means you can't use it at all. This is very borderline using it at all. It's a borderline use. Why? Aaron will swear on a stack of Sifrei Torah from now until Isru Chag of Shavuos that this is a real use. But, on the other hand, it's not. It's a very abstract use. It's a use to create a Kenyan Chatzar. It's not really like using it in a way of physically using it. It's using it in a very abstract way. And therefore, I think that the base of the Ibaya is like Kenyan Manas Lahaknos, Lokani or not.
Kenyan are very real.
They're not abstract. Right, but they're not concrete.
What?
Correct. I'm a firm believer that abstract things are real. Who was it who said everyone was born either a Platonist or an Aristotelian? And all Talmidim or Lichtenstein are born Platonists. But so I believe abstract things are real, but they're still not concrete.
So this is an Ibaya Sofek, whether it's like to me Almanas Lahatnos or not.
Okay, and I just think that in light of the Nesivas, this becomes a, we understand, and again, why did I bring in this whole Hakir and Nesivas? There's more to say about this, which we will. There's many kashas on the Rambam, which we have to deal with. But there's a whole, there's another angle there. But, A, because if you take the Rambam Kipshuto, say, the Ibaya is just, whether if you borrow something that's considered, you could be Kodakin Yechatz or not, that's exactly this Hakira. And even if you say like the Rav Rashba and the Ritva, no, it's, of course you can be Kona, of course we hold like the Ravid, and maybe even the Rambam really agrees that you can be Kona with a borrowed Chatzar. That's not the issue. Of course you can be Kona with a borrowed Chatzar. The question is just whether you can be Kona with a only slightly borrowed Chatzar. Then, what's the Ibaya? In light of the Nesivas, we understand the Ibaya. If the only reason you can be Kona with a borrowed Chatzar is because you have a Kenyan in it, and kinyan nas lahaknos lo kani, a kinyan that's not to use but only to create another kinyan is not valid, then is this kinyan nas lahaknos? Or as Aaron would say, this is really a kinyan, not gomer, but an actual kinyan, and that is the ibaya. Okay, so I think we have a pretty good understanding of the three different possibilities in this ibaya, either about one kind of mashicha for another kind of mashicha, or about being kona using kinyan chotzer using a borrowed chotzer. Either Stam, Shad of the Ramban, being Kona use a Baruch Chatzar, or in most places in Shas, it sounds like Rashi and the Ritva. Question is, for sure you can be Kona to Baruch Chatzar, but only if you have a valid Kinyan in the Baruch Chatzar, like the Nesiva says. And then the question is this enough to give you a valid Kinyan, or not? Or number three, what the Muki Yosef brings in, and the Rashba adds, this question of whether pulling works for a Behema or not, whether that's considered too unusual for a Behema or not. Okay, I think that's enough to say about the Ibaya. Let's just spend a few minutes summarizing the rest of the Gemara. In the end of the Gemara, we just have a side point. Because what did we mention? We mentioned that Chatzim Aleches is Lo Kana. So the Gemara asks the Kasha. Ela Me'ata Amar Lei Rav Haruhun B'Yishu El Rav El Me'ata Hayu Mahalat Vesvina V'Kafzer Dagim V'Nafu L'Tok Hasvina Ha Chanami D'Chatzim Aleches V'Lo Kani. If you're in a boat, you're out on your boat fishing, and a fish jumps into the boat. You're a very lucky fisherman. Fish jumps into the boat. Are you telling me you're not kona because the boat is moving? Chatzim aleches lo kana, really? Chatzim aleches lo kana? Nah, the boat's not a chatzim aleches. The boat's standing still. The water moves it. Meaning it's only a chatzim aleches if it moves. If something else moves it, it's not a chatzim aleches. And they ask another question. It's a little unclear whether these two questions were asked one after the other or separately. The Pashup Shah in the Gemara is that these two questions were asked by different people and put together by the redactor of the Gemara, because they seem a little redundant. Although, there are Rishonim who try to explain it as one Shakvataria. But the simple shot is you have Amrle Rav Papa Rav Huna Grady Rav Shua L'Rava, and you have Amrle Ravina L'Ravashi, so it might be that there were just two different base medrashes. There was Rava here, and there was Ravashi someplace else, and each one of them was asked a question and gives a similar answer, so there could be just two parallel discussions. It says, if a woman was walking in the street, the husband threw her get into her bosom, meaning into her clothing, or into her basket on her head, really wouldn't be a valid gerushin, because it's landing in a chatzar aleches. The chatzar is not walking, the chatzar is standing still. She's just walking under it. So the pasuk shadow by the cheke means into her clothing, so not into her hands. So then it would be that her clothing is chatzar aleches. No, she is. She is. It's not moving. She's just moving it. Meaning the principle here is anything that has its own locomotive power is a chatzar aleches. Anything that's just staying still and someone else moves it is not a chatzar aleches. Right. That seems to be the maskana of the Gemara.
So how does the woman differ from the man?
What? Ah, okay. So that is.
Yeah, I don't mean it's
that. He meant muscle.
Yeah. You're in trouble with the Jewish week, Yeshaya. No, they'll say Adrava. What I meant to say, I'm super liberal. Woman's law doctor. I meant how are people different than Bahamas? All right, then you risk yourself. Fine. You're a Talmud of Peter Singer. Tosas asked the question here. Tosas said, "Avigal v'per kam dekdushin arminin tamachacham rochuk mahalach dami." We have an ibaya. Isn't this an ibaya in kedushin whether rochuk mahalach dami or not? Meaning something that's being carried. It's locked up yet rochuk. I mean, it's not only about riding. It also applies to things. Whether something being carried is as if it's standing still or as if it's moving. Isn't that the exact ibaya of our Gemara? All right. So over here, they say rochuk mahalach dami. Something being carried is considered mahalach. Here we say something being carried is not mahalachas. So it's a stira. The answer is no. Hacha, chazr shim, yadav, rabbi. No, over there they're asking an abstract question. In general, if something's being carried by something else, they consider moving or standing still. Nafkamina le'inyan, if a tamach chacham is riding, you have to stand up for him. Nafkamina le'inyan, if an evan menuga, an evan from a house with sarath, an evan menugas is being carried, is it metame be'ohel, or it's, that's not the right word, but that's an easier one for us to follow or not. Right, the funny rule of mason metame be'ohel, no matter what. The metzor is only metame be'ohel if he's standing still. So what if you're carrying a rock from a tzara's house? Is that considered standing still or moving? The answer is moving. Anything being carried is moving. That's a stira to Argamara. So the answer is no, hachamisha, that the general rule that it's moving, but over here, we don't care about the general rule. We're having a specific issue of chotzer. Chotzer mishum yad is rabbi. Bahava shaper dum yad yad. Demei nechnayich umamti la'im gufei. Over here, we don't care whether the kolotar kula is considered mahalik or omeid. We care whether it's a kinyan chotzer. Kinyan chotzer depends on being dum yad yad. He must be yado, right? And the yado, gago, chateiro, with our people. How do we know that any chotzer is the same as the yad? Tam alomri must be kamakom. Right? So kinyan chotzer is learned from yad. So they rest like a yad, and the yad stands still, just the goof moves it. So therefore, just like a yad stands still, just the goof moves it. And it's considered a valid chatzer. So to anything that stands still and is moved by something else is a valid chatzer. That is Tosos. So according to Tosos, and according to Tosos, basically, the whole point of our Gemara is to learn from Yad. Yad, even though I walk around, since my Yad doesn't move, only my body moves it. Therefore, it's considered chatzer, a proper chatzer. So to anything that's moved by something else, it's considered a proper chatzer. That's Tosus. Now, what Tosus is really doing is getting to, he's answering, this Tosus is sort of an afkamina of answering a more basic question. But first, let's see what's, okay, we're not going to see what's wrong with Tosus, yeah? Let's ask a more basic question. What more basic question should we ask? Josh? Right, what's the problem of Chotzer Malechus in the first place? Okay, great. Now, that's not a question which Rishonim are going to ask in quite so many words, right? That's the question they're going to imply, right? What's a question that we can sort of illustrate this with? The following question that bothers the Ramban there.
How do you define
Chotzer Malechus? And if all Chotzer is learned from Yad, doesn't a Yad move? Right? Doesn't a Yad move? So, how, if a yad moves, what's the problem of chatzar maleches? Which is another way of asking, of course, the fundamental question, what's a shlecht? What's so bad about a chatzar maleches? So, chatzar maleches lo kun. Why? The answer is not like yad. But it is like yad. In what way is it not like yad? Right? Why? The answer is easy. Because it's not like yad. Here, I'm cheating. There's an obscure Aruch hiding somewhere who says there's a different reason why Chatzar Malechus is not Kona. But let's assume that that's based on some very big Chidushim. All the Rishonim say that it's not Kona, it's not like Yad. Why not? A Yad moves, right? My Yad is right here. This morning, my Yad was in Alon Shvat. Once, my Yad was in America. My Yad has been to many, many different countries. My Yad has been into a number of European countries, and for all we know, could go back there tomorrow, right? My Yad, there's nothing to stop my Yad from going to Australia
and however long it takes to get to Australia. You know, I'm never sure whether it takes like forever to get there with the time zone difference it's yesterday, or it's quick to get there with the time zone difference it's next month. But either way, right, my yad can go wherever it wants, so what's pshat? So there are two, I think there are only two basic drachim. What is the derech of the Ramban in Gittin? Chotzer aleches lo kana, hekshu betosos, v'halchotzer miyadeis rabbi v'yadam alechati. What do you mean? Isn't it all about yad? Isn't it yad mahaleches? Umetar si yad aminech naicha v'gufu tekamanti. Look at the meaning of the chotzer kamen siya. The lav milsi da'afagav v'gufu naich yad alo naich kamaleches damya. Masha in came the spin of a kalsa naich in the gamre. Right? What does Tosa say? Tosa says that your hand has no independent locomotion. Right? It only moves with your guf. It only moves with your guf, and therefore says Tosos that like Yad has no independent locomotive power and is a so too. Anything that doesn't have power of locomotion is a chetzer shel chetzer, and mehaleches is not a chetzer shel chetzer because it's not dum yadiyad. For Tosos, it's that. Dum yadiyad, just like a yad doesn't move, just like a yad doesn't move, and therefore, just like a yad doesn't move, and therefore has is a cheft of chotzer. So to anything that doesn't move is a cheft of chotzer. Anything that does move is not a cheft of chotzer because it's not like a yad. Part of the definition of a cheft of a chotzer is something that doesn't move on its own. That's exactly what Tosa says. That definition of chetzer shel chetzer is something which doesn't move on its own. Dum yadiyad. The Ramban disagrees. What does the Ramban say? The Ramban says, now, what's the problem with Tosfos? The problem with Tosfos is, according to Tosfos, a yad doesn't move on its own, but a guf does. And the Ramban basically asks, first he says, well, Milsi, I've got the guf and knife, the other one knife. He says, what do you mean? Even if your body's saying your hand does move. You never saw my hand moving on its own? Doesn't it move on its own? I guess Tosfos doesn't consider that to be moving. Pivoting. But he says, first of all, the Ukamalakh's dummy, Mashainki Bisfina Kalsa Nightly Gabri, as opposed to boats and head baskets that never move. Feeling the Gabigubu Gabri Rago Alech Lugaresius. What does he say? This is Rabbi Kiva Eger's Kasha. Rabbi Kiva Eger says, hold on a second, according to Tosfos, bodies move, hands don't. In which case, if I put the get on my wife's body, on her head or on her leg, then she wouldn't be megureshes? That's ridiculous. Really? So that can't be. That's ridiculous. If I put it on her body, of course she's megureshes. Rather, he says, what does the Ramban say? The Ramban says, what is the dum yad? Yad yad doesn't leave me and is thus mishtameres. My yad moves, but it doesn't move away from me, right? It doesn't abandon me. It's stuck to me. It's attached. Therefore, it's mishtameris. I am guarding. I am in control of what's in my yad. As opposed to
But anything that can walk away from me is not Mishtameris. To answer the question of, right, here we're saying, right, question of Hare Yad Mehaleches, Tosa says, it's Mehaleches, but not on its own. The Ramban says, it's Mehaleches, but not away from me. It's still Mishtamer by me. And therefore, Yesod of the Psul of Chatzar Mehaleches for Tosos said it has to be like a Yad, not having independent locomotion. Whatever has independent locomotion is just not a Chetz of Chatzar. For the Ramban, right, for the Ramban, it is, the Psul is, that it's Eina Mishtameris. We'll learn later on that a Chatzar She'ena Mishtameris is Lokada. For example, let's say I buy a sand dune someplace in the middle of the Negev Desert, right? And, I don't know, a $20 bill floats onto that sand dune. So I'm not going to begin a chatzar. Why? It's not mishtamer. It's technically in my real estate, but it's not really controlled. It's not guarded there. I have no control over it. Therefore, it's not a valid kinyan in a chatzar she'ena mishtameris. So too, this is a chatzar she'ena mishtameris, or at least ena mishtameris ledata, right? It's not mishtameris by me. Who else holds the psul of chatzar maleches is ena mishtameris? What? Rashi here, right? This is the Ramban, Gittin. Rashi Bav Metzia, what does Rashi say? Rashi says, exactly. And, how about the Rambam? What does the Rambam say? When he quotes Sfina. He doesn't say anything, but what does he do when he quotes Sfina? Do you notice how he quotes the din of Sfina? Everyone listening? Open your ears. What does he say? He said that Dagan Kapsal Toch Asfina, Kanabal Asfina, Shizo, Kechatzar Mishtameris, he, Ve'ena Chatzar Maleches. Well, this is Chatzar Mishtameris, not Chatzar Maleches. Meaning, Mishtameris, the opposite of Maleches. Maleches is bad, Mishtameris is good. This would also be the Rambam. Zechia Aleph Hey. Says, ah, Chatzar Mishtameris, not Chatzar Maleches. And the Me'iri even says, although this is a big fetish, this is shot in the Rif. The Rif leaves out the soul of Chatzar Maleches. The Me'iri says, how could he leave out this psul? It must be that the Rif held that he didn't have to quote this psul, because it was already included in the Chatzar Mishtameris. Okay, that's a chiddush. It's definitely the sheet of the Me'iri. Right? Whether or not it's the sheet of the Rif, you know, is a matter of... interpretation. But clearly, the Me'iri thinks the problem of Alech, he says, not just like, it's like Eina Mishtameris. The Me'iri, what's the chiddush Me'iri? You don't even have to bring down the din of Mahaleches. It's just an example of Eina Mishtameris. There's not even any Chiddush in Mahaleches. Like, you don't even have to tell us Mahaleches. It's obvious. The only reason the Gemara needed to mention Chatzar Mahaleches is as a kasha on something. If the Gemara was just teaching us Halacha, it would have left it out. Isn't it obvious that it's not Mishtameris?
The Gemara could say Eina Mishtameris, but it doesn't say it.
Okay.
So that might be a riot against
it. As opposed to Tosos. Could Tosos maybe really mean that the problem is that it's Eina Mishtameris? And maybe there's no machlokas at all? So the answer is no. Tosos is not only he sounds like it's not an issue of Mishtameris, he is mefurish that it's an issue of that it has nothing to do with Mishtameris. So in the Tosos Rush, here he says, which is exactly Tosos on the Daf and Gittin, he says mefurish. What does he say mefurish? You know, you can quote it to me because I quoted it to you the other day. I'm sure you can quote it to me otherwise. What does he say? He said that, here we are. Vafilu haya mishtamer ledaita, even if it was a case of mishtamer ledaita. Right, my Eved was holding a get. A woman's Eved was holding a get. And it's mishtamer, why should yada fusa shen yochel zorgen and kosh mechavu chazbu yada? Even if it was totally mishtamer ledaita, in what way is it mishtamer ledaita? His hands are tied, he can't throw the get away. I mean, it's a strange okenta. And she's holding on to a chain on the other side, so he can't get it away from her. Meaning, this get is totally under her control. Because she has it, you know, just his legs are free. His legs are free, but he's on a leash, he can't go anywhere, and he can't even throw the get, his hands are immobilized. Totally under her control. Nonetheless, Eino get mishem davichosu mishtamerish lo ledaita. Nonetheless, the puzzle get, oh sorry, no, wrong line.
Here we are. Mishum. Mishum da having chotzer hamel leches. Even in the Shtar of the Daito, it's still a psul of Chatzim Alechet. That's Tosos Rosh here, and it's Tosos on the Daf in Gittin that I put in brackets. Tosos says, Va'afilu Mishtameres L'Daito Lo Kani. No, even if it is Mishtameres, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter if it's Mishtameres or not. A Chatzim Alechet is not Kona because it's not a Haloshem Chatzim Shal Chatzim. So here we have a question. Here we have a chakira. Is the problem with chatzar ma'alechet that it's not a chatzar shal chatzar because it moves? Doesn't the yad also move? It moves independently and the yad doesn't move independently? Or no, the problem with a chatzar ma'alechet that it moves away from her and it's not guarded by her. It's not under her control. It's not under her supervision. In which case, even though the yad moves, it moves with her. It's under her supervision, and it's very poshut. The one of the ways in which this will come out is, as for example, in our sugya, Tosos. What does Tosos say? Tosos says that, right? What makes a yad unique? It doesn't move by itself. So, the Rabbi Kideger asks a lot of kashas on Tosos, which is basically he just anticipated the Ramban and Gittin. He says, "Tamuli din ken a guf asma mikrim nahalach, but amay mahani also get a rosha." Then if you throw the get onto a guf, it doesn't work. The guf moves. That's ridiculous. Gam amay benosin get biyad avdim chazim alech. And then if you give into the hands of her eved, it should work because the yad doesn't move by itself. Ha yad meinach. But that's against the Mefurish Gemara in Gittin. And according to Tosos, all hands don't move, or all hands are valid chatzers, and all bodies are not valid chatzers. That's ridiculous. You say the woman's body is not valid, and you say her Evan's hand is valid. El al karcha de yad va guf chadhu. No, obviously it's no different than a hand and a guf. They both move. El adarina ma yadashin mahalach and vein mahalach mea koned. Uchomokshin mahalach shamu konosh. Engel chatz mahalach mea koned. It's already in Gadol. On Tosos, he says, like the Ramban, he's Mechamish the Ramban, that it's a matter of whether it moves away from me or it does not move away from me. Now, let's think about this. For example, what is the nafkamina, right? What's the nafkamina? So Rabbi Kiva Eger says, you know what the nafkamina is? The nafkamina is if you say that your sodom halech is moving away from me, then Guf ha'isha is kone, and yad avda lo kana, and it's nicha, right? Because the woman's body never moves away from her, the eved's hand can move away from her, so there's no difference between body and hand. It's just a difference between what's with her and what's not with her, which matches the Gemara in Gittin. But he says, according to Tosfos, then guf ha'isha lo kana. And yad avda kana. That's difficult. That's against all the Gemaras in Gittin. We know that if you put it on her body, she's still divorced, even though her body moves. We know if you put it in the hand of her eved, she's divorced, even though the hand doesn't move on its own. It's only moved by the eved. So this is exceedingly difficult. Tosos makes no sense. It's already not a good nafkamina anymore if it makes no sense. Because it can't be. Right? You say, nafkamina is, if you take the Ramban or Rabbi Eger's approach, then it makes sense. If you take Tosos' approach, then you're an idiot. That's not a valid nafkamina, because obviously Tosos knew this question also, meaning the stomach Tosos had an answer to it. So
how do we apply Rabbi Meir to the
Behemoth? Hold that thought for just a moment. So Lechora, this is not a nafkamina. The Stipler answers for Tosos.
Stipler says, nafkamina number one, Rabbi Kiva Eger, in the brackets, you have Gimel, but it's not true.
Meaning, it can't be a nafkamina. Nafkamina that one shita works and the other shita is mufrach is not a valid nafkamina, because of course, Tosos is a mufrach. Right? So the Kilos Yaakov,
Kilos Yaakov, right? Defends Tosos.
Right? What does he say? He says, no, Tosfos didn't mean to say anything about bodies and hands. Tosfos didn't mean to say that your hand has a different status than your body. The stipler goes through here a list of proofs that your hand is part of your body, which seems intuitive to us anyway. Tosfos didn't mean to say the status of your yad is koneh, that yadayim are separate from bodies, and therefore yadayim don't move and bodies do move. No, your yad is part of your body. He just meant to use it not to say about yad that the reason it's koneh is because it doesn't move. He just meant to use it as an example for other things besides your body. When it comes to your body is basically, what is the Kilos Yaakov saying? Let's just, I'll tell you outside. He defends Tosos. He says like this. Your actual body, your hand is part of your body. Your body is one unit. All the parts of your body are the same. Your konex, it's you. All the parts of your evig body are one unit. You have to look at him as one unit. What does Tosis mean? He doesn't mean to talk about your hand and say your hand is only kone because it doesn't move on its own. Your hand is kone because it's part of you, and you are kone. He means to say that your hand itself is part of you, but v'derech drush, your hand is a remez to the idea of things that don't move on their own. Therefore, for everything outside you, we say whatever moves on its own is a chas, not kone, whatever doesn't move on its own is kone. So your hand itself is part of you. Just b'derech drush, we use your hand to learn about things outside of you. That whatever is not part of you, if it moves on its own, it's not kone. If it stands still on its own, and it's only moved by other people, then it is kone. So Tosfos didn't really mean to say a hand is not part of a goof. It was just b'derech drush to learn a principle. But actual hands are part of the goof. Therefore, my hand is my body. Of course, it's kone. My Eved's hand is part of the Eved's body. And, of course, it's not kone because the Eved's body moves. That's all he meant to say. He wasn't really talking about hands. He was just using a Vedera drush to derive a principle. I admit that's a little dachuk that Tosis wasn't actually talking about the halachas of hands. Just using hands as a mucker and drush for the halachas of everything else in the world. But, therefore, he denies the nafkamina. But someone said this, Yishai was being mechavin before. What could be a good nafkamina? Now,
the same thing as what you've been there's no nafkamina, there's no disagreement.
Now. No, there is a disagreement. No, there's still a disagreement. There's still a disagreement. What does the Kilos Yaakov defend Tosos? Okay, fine. We'll put the Kilos Yaakov down. He defends Tosos by saying that. Yad is guf. Yad is the same as guf. It's just a makar al pi drash. I don't mean drush, but I mean drash. Not homiletics. But, deriving things from scripture according to the Midos and Torah. Drash is by him. Makar al pi drash. Lechalek bein mehaleches le'ena mehaleches. In which case, the guf ha'isha is kone because she is she. Yourself is always kone. The yad ha'eved is not kone because eved moves on its own. In which case, there's no nafkamina. But he's not saying Tosfos means they're in bond. The difference is still moving on your own, not moving on your own. The difference is not being close to you or being, is not moving away from you versus not moving away from you. In which case, there could still be a potential nafkamina. Did anyone want to tell me what might be a real nafkamina? Let me ask you the following question. Go back to the kalsa. I have the basket on my head. It's kone for me, right? Why? According to Tosfos, the baskets don't move on their own. According to Ramban, because baskets don't move on their own away from me. Now, can anyone maybe think of a nafkamina? What if the basket was? I thought of this nafkamina. I was reluctant to say it until I finally found a mucker that said it. Someone asked me, how do you find all these obscure makoros? I say the only way to find obscure makoros is to know what they're going to say first and then look for them. Because otherwise, you just open up every sefer. How will you know what's important? If you know what someone's going to say, you can look till you find who said it. So I found the Yad David, not the Yad David of No, not the Yadav from France, Rav David Zushain from the Napoleonic Sanhedrin. The Yadav, Rav David, the Avezin of Karlin, the Mechaber of Shut Sheilos David. Totally different Yadav. And it's called the Piske Halachas Yadav. If you just hand out the Yadav, I think this is a great Nafkamina. I think this is a terrific Nafkamina. The Nafkamina is Azoy. Says the Yadav, what about a Kalsa on someone else's head? What would you say about a kalsa on someone else's head? Is it my kalsa? My basket, but on your head. Is it kona for me or not? What would you say? My basket on your head. Is it kona? According to Tosos, what would you say? If my basket's on your head, is it kona? Or forget it, your head. Ah! According to Tosfos, the Tosfos, it should be Kona. Why? Because it doesn't move on its own. Who cares if it's on my head or your head? The case happens to be that we're discussing here on her head. But on anyone's head, it should be my basket on anyone's head since it doesn't move on its own. It should be Kona or my basket on an animal. Right? Doesn't have to be on your own hand. What's his example in the Yadavid? Just the underlined parts in Sipkat and Tafsa design. The Nasa Kedushan told Kuba Shabiyada Evid. What if it's a basket held by, doesn't have to be head, her Evid? Old Dov Kalsa Bukhuli, Harizim Kadesh, the Safi Das Nosa in Mukadeshes. Right? It's a Safi, and actually it seems that she's not Mukadesh, not a valid Kenyan. Why not? Skip the underline. He Hachim, the Dibrak Tosos Mashma, Dim Zarka Getlato Kuba Bukhalsa, Shurba Evid Mahalik, Shef is Garish. Dahim ba'atma nachim, him being the kuba and the kalsa are not. Why should talk like a behemah mikrinaya? The chem behema opens that. If my basket's on a behema, then I should be kona. Havol tzarich iyun gadol was elamaisa. According to Tosos, that should be real nafkamina. Said the Yad David. Said the Yad David. According to Tosos, even if my basket's on your head, I should be kona because it doesn't move on its own. But he said tzarich iyun gadol. Why tzarich iyun gadol? Because who says Tosos is right? Sorry, he asked for each of the Aegis Kasha. Sorry, the first toast, but hate the Chasar, but don't eat the Yad, the Tafal, and you'll go for a Mikra Mahalik, then came with these there. I'm not going to get the Yad after this garish Gamti, though Yad may have knife, but Manti lay. The Im calls them out, seeing him going for Reshes, getting them, not going to get the Yad after the Aegis Kasha, and have the Chasar Malekis. So he asked for the Aegis Kasha, and then he concludes with the Rikim Aegis conclusion. Bel Kain, Sir Chal, Lomar, or Korchel, Sir Chlomar, that Yad, Bathul, La Gopa, Gopa, Mahalik. No, Yad is part of the Gop is Mahalik, Lakin, and the Chasar Malekis, Bahad, the Isher, Mr. Resh, Zemi Tam, No, the Yad and the Guf is the same thing. It's just because we only care about Mahalech if it can walk away from the owner. Look, Cain will have Mishtamer, it won't be Mishtamer. Masha'in can Yad to Isha Gufa, the Inyo Choli Pari Menelo Ichbas Lona Mahad Mahalech to Biyachim Isha. Cain will force the Jerem Bami get in that Fafal to Mesel Chasim Mahalech, yes. She'in can Yad Shal Eved, Shabbat La Eved Mahalech Imo. Okay, the in came, lefizen nuchalomer gamba kalsa came. The davke kalsa kshur la haisha gufa lo nikra maaleches. Kevin shema atva ina maaleches rakali de haisha. Uwe makin she isha shama tu ya kalsa. Lechem is gareshin. Vashi inke ma kalsa kshur b'shif chasa. She kol ha shif halach makam isha ma kalsa. It doesn't work. Says the adovid, lefi ramban, lo kana. Because it is Holeches, you know, it's moving away from the owner. That's the Yad of it. So he says there might really, really be a Nafkamina. What if my property is being moved by someone else who's not under my control? According to Tosos, it doesn't matter. The chepta shall chaser, because it doesn't move in and of itself. And that's good enough. But according to the Ramban and Rabbi Akiva Eiger, no. If right now it's moving away from me, that is a Eina Mishtamer. And, I mean, that makes a lot of sense, right? What? If you give it to my Eved, that's not Mishtameris, because he can go wherever he wants. If you put it in my Eved's knapsack, now it's more Mishtameris. Why is it more Mishtameris in my Eved's knapsack than in my Eved's hand? Right? But according to Tosfos, it makes perfect sense. You need a Chetz of a Chatzer.
An Eved, not a Chetzer B'Chetzer, because he has walking power. A Natzek is a Chetzer of a Chetzer, because it's domain and it doesn't have power to walk. The fact that someone else is carrying it doesn't change the kind of Chetzer it is. So that is a tremendous Nafkamina. Now he's Mesopek, yeah?
When the Ramban says the problem is inner severity, that means definitely meaning every case is always, because then what it tells us mean is that even if it's Mishnah Merit, that's not COVID. What is he talking about?
Okay, that's a good point. So the answer might be that, so I, what I have to answer you is, either they would have to agree lahalacha, just come to the same conclusion, just assign different categories. Meaning maybe they both agree in Tosos's case when it would and when it wouldn't be Kona. They just argue whether it's, you know, Mahalach and Shavarish are one category or two categories. Or you might say, no, they're really arguing. According to Ramban, by definition, anything that moves is considered Eina Mishtamer. Even if I have my eyes on it and I have control over it, whatever moves is not Mishtamer. Like, for example, what if there's an animal? But the animal's in my corral. And the gate is locked, and it's too high to jump the fence. So the Ramban Tosfos would say it's Apsolim Aleches. The Ramban might say, no, that's Apsolim Ein Mishtameris. Oh, it's in my corral. No, whatever, even if it's in my corral, it can go in different places. That's called Ein Mishtameris. So maybe I'm not sure if the Ramban would say Taki, you are Kona in such a case, and would argue Ladina. Meaning, what he's asking is, this is I'm not sure about, right? I'm not sure about. Maybe. Let me just put it on. What if it's mehaleches, but it's mishtameris ledaita, such as fenced in or leashed, which is the case of the Eved, etc. Right? So for Tosos, that would for sure be lokana, because it's not a chetza shel chatzer. But Josh is asking is, what would the Ramban say? I was looking all over to be poshet this Ibaya, and I couldn't be poshet it from any mucker that I found with Furish, even though I was looking for obscure makoros this morning. But for the Ramban, maybe you would be Kona, and you would say, what do you mean? Even if it walks, but if it walks on a leash and it can't get far away from me, that's Mishtameris. Even if it walks, but if it only walks in my backyard and it's fenced in, that's Mishtameris. Or maybe you would say, no, it's still not Mishtameris because it's not totally Mishtameris because I still have to chase after it. Maybe it would be Kona, or maybe would say, that's not Mishtameris enough. This is exactly the question you were asking me, Josh, right? Yeah, so I'd be attracted to say this would be an Afkamina. What if you put something on my horse, and the horse is fenced in? So for Tosos, still a chetz of a chetz sheni mishtameris. But for the Ramban, you would say, chetz of mehaleches. The Ramban, you would say, what do you mean? It can't go far away from me. Unless you would say, even though it can't go far away from me, it can go a little away from me, and he would end up agreeing.
That's the same as hunting on Shabbos. If you have an animal in your corral, can you get it or not get it? It's the same. How much does it have to be that you...
Good. So Tosos would say that I'm never kona, even if it would be mutter to grab it on Shabbos. The Ramban might say, anything that's mutter to grab on Shabbos, I'd be kona with. That's mishtamer. Okay, you have to draw the line. Obviously, if I corral off 100 acres, then that's not mishtameris, but... That would be a good getter. You hear more getter. The Ramban might say anything mutter for me to hunt on Shabbos because it's already considered hunted would be Kona. Okay, I think that's a good getter. Anyway, the interesting part about the Yadavid is take it a little further. How about the boat? Now, what's interesting about the boat? What did they say in the boat that wasn't necessary? What in the case of the boat? What's not necessary?
That the boat's moving.
No, boats are moving. That's why it's mehaleches. It says, fish jumped into my boat. I want to know if I'm Kona or not. Is that what the Gemara says? What does the Gemara say? Does the Gemara say, fish jumped into my boat? What does the Gemara say? By the way, Agav, it's a Mefurish Rav Haigon in the Sefer Mechel Komenkar that it is Kona. Fitosos Kona. V'kach Pasak Rav Haigon in the Sefer Kameka Vehamemkar. It's we don't have a Sefer Mecha Chomemkar in the Beis Medrash. That's useless. Although if anyone wants to volunteer to go to Bnei Sharim and look in all the storage board of Bnei Zmanim, we already have a sponsor. Ve'otzer ha'go'onen alatar. Rav Ha'go'on Sefer Mecho Memkar quoted in the Otzer ha'go'onen here, said that you would be kohen in this case, but the Yad David paskins you wouldn't. Right? Ve'kach. The Yad David paskins against Rav Ha'go'on. Okay. Now, how about the Sfina? What if, just continuation, what if there's my Sfina, and I'm not on it? What if I'm, what if the Gemara saying, Mahalach v'Sfina, you were in the boat. What if I'm not on the boat? What if the boat's floating? Right? The boat's floating in the lake. Right? So what if I'm not in the boat? Am I still kona the fish if I'm not in the boat? So according to Tosfos, Avadam kona the fish, says the Yad David. What do you mean? The boat doesn't move itself, only the water moves it. How about according to the Ramban? So here, the Yad David, in the next paragraph is Mesopot. He says, Lefi Ramban, Ulai, Lo kona, because the boat's moving far away from me, right? Ulai lo kana, what do you mean? The boat's moving far away from me. Because the boat is being moved away, and it's not mishtameris. Clearly, if my boat is floating on the lake, that seems to be not mishtameris.
We're just talking about an empty boat or someone driving.
Ah, so if someone's driving, it's a little tricky. Maybe he's mashliach, maybe not. Let's say I'm not in the boat. Maybe I wouldn't be kona. Happy of the chutzpah to say you wouldn't be kona. Doesn't the Gemara say you are kona? The Gemara says, mahalechas b'sfina, right? The Gemara only says, and then the Gemara is meduyak. He's the only person. For weeks I've been looking for someone to say the Gemara is meduyak. Dafka mahalechas b'sfina. And only this morning I found it in the Yad David or David of Karlin. And the Gemara is meduyak, or maybe still kona. That I'm not sure about, because after all, if a boat's at sea, maybe like a boat at sea is considered to be like on the ground. Maybe it's not considered to be moving at all. Maybe the ocean's not considered to be moving at all, because like that's the way you're kavua in the ocean. Or maybe still kona, because what does he say? He says the water counts as firm ground. Maya ka'aris michtadamya, whatever's at sea counts as if it's on the land, and really it's just as if it's in one place waiting to be picked up. Again, that's when a ship lost at sea. So there's a ship floating in my lake, you know. So then he's misopic about. Okay, he says possibly, he doesn't say bevadai, possibly the Gemara is meduyik, he says halach lamaisa, he would be machmer on this. That if you're not in the boat, it's not a valid guess. Because maybe the point is it has to be. The Gemara doesn't mean that it just has to be not moving on its own. The Gemara means it has to be not moving away from me. But if it's moving without me, that's why the Gemara's cases are with me. But if it's not with me, then maybe that would be a problem of chaser malechus. If I own the lake, that might be different. So you have to say, I don't own the lake. He deals with that also. You have to look in the in between the underlying parts. Okay, let me just end in 30 seconds with just pointing out one or two other nafgaminas. There's no place for cynicism here. That's what I meant. Skepticism, yes. So you have to walk a fine line between healthy skepticism and cynicism. But another nafgamina would be the following answer to the kasha that Rishonim asked. If later on in the perek, there's two possibilities: chotzer mitam yad or if chotzer mitam shlichos. What's the problem with my halachas? Right? What's the problem of my halachas if chotzer mitam shlichos and pashtos we pask in chotzer is mitam both them sveidinim? So why can't it work mitam shlichos? After all, shlich is mahalach. So what is the who has an easier time answering this? Chatz mitam shlichus, what's the problem? Tosos or Ramban?
Tosos.
Why, what will he say?
Would you say that's a chatz, right? Well, can't you just say the whole shliach is the shliach?
Yes, that's exactly what the Rush answers, right? The Rush says, even mitam shlichus, you need a chetza
Dunya de Yad. Since, yeah, Chas Mitam Shlich is not Mitam Yad, but it still needs to be a Chet to Dunya de Yad, because that's a Chet so that could be Kone. Right? Whether it's Mitam Shlich or Mitam Yad, it still needs to be Dunya de Yad. What will the Ramban say? The Ramban says all about Mishtamir. Says, oh, but I send you Shliach, it's not Mishtamir. It is Mishtamir, why? Shluchas Ladan Gamosa, what do you mean? Of course the Shliach is Mishtamir, because he's my Shliach. What is the Ritva? Is it the Ritva who answers this? I put it on the sheet here. Yeah, the Ritva. Says the Ritva. The Ritva says, no problem. Shliach is Holech Lidas. Violent. The whole point of a halacha is whether it goes away from me or not. A shliach never goes away from me. What do you mean? He goes away from me, but he goes away from me under my command. So he's still holeh with me. Right now, it says, doesn't a shliach also go to the bathroom and tend to his personal needs? The Ritva says, well, when he's acting as a shliach, he's only going where I want him to go. When he's not acting as a shliach, who cares? That's a very brisk or wondrous conceptual issue. Therefore, is holeh l'das violent? Which is the yesod of Chatzar Mehaleches, and the yesod of Chatzar Mehaleches is that it's holich shelo ledas bailim. After all, it doesn't matter whether it moves or not. It matters whether it moves with me or without me. But shliach moves with me because he's moving under my orders and shluchas adam to moso. And not just because Shluchas Adam Kamoso, moving under my orders. Okay, the Reb Chaim, we're not going to get to Gidon's point now. If you want to make it a little more complicated, you can go to Gidon to explain it. Reb Chaim gives another Nafkamina. Reb Chaim, we won't go through the whole Reb Chaim, says another interesting Nafkamina to explain the Machlokas, Rambam, and Rashba. But this actually works with Shutase, because the Rashba of Akamad Afyud Bey says like Tosfos, Mefurish, and the Rama says like the Ramban. Where did the Rashi say like Tosfos? Basically, in this case, he says like Tosfos. What's Machlokas Rashba and Rambam? What if I give a get? I put a get in the hands of my wife's Eved, and then she takes it. So my right to Eved is a Chasam Aleches. Then she takes it. Is that considered Tligita Pnei Karka that she took the get and it's possible, or that I gave her the get? Just, she needs to fill in one piece, and she filled in that one piece. So, what's the Machlokas Rambam writes? The Grach says, Natan get liyad avda ve netalto hi. I put a get in her chaser maleches, and then she picks it up. So what does the Rambam say? The Rambam says it's valid. Right? And the Rashba says that it's psul, so he gets up from the Abbe Karpi. You have the Reb Chaim? He starts with this, no? He says, the bottom of the page, the Rambam writes, etc., etc., etc. Chotem alecha, see it doesn't work, until she takes the get. The Hekshar Rashba, what do you mean? If it wasn't valid giving it to the Eved, then when she picks it up, please give it to me, Yabbe Karka. Rav Chaim says, what's the base of their machlokes? He says, the Rambam, Lishitase, a chotzer mehaleches, is a chotzer. So it was a nesina. You just need to fill in the Mishtameris. Says the Rambam, Lishitase, the problem of Chatzar is not Mishtameris, but it's a Chatzar, just not Mishtameris. So I did a Mice Nesina beget. Just she needs to fill in the Mishtameris, so she takes it out of the Eved's hand. But the Rashba says, the Rashba, Lishitase, Baba Kama Daf Yabez, where he writes like Tosos, not so Mufurish, but definitely sounds like Tosos. The Rashba says, it's the psal of Ligitech Me'algabe Karka, because a chaser mehaleches is not a chaser. A chaser mehaleches is not a chaser. Therefore, it's not a chaser. Why? It's not a chaser shel chaser. I put in something which is not a chaser. If I put in something that's not a chaser, then there's no nesina. And if there's no nesina, then it's a puzzle get because she did olkicha instead of nesina. So Reb Chaim said that's not enough. Me and the Rambam, he doesn't mention either of these, but the Rambam and Rashba are leshi pasam. Okay, so that's a very important chakira about the nature of the psul of chasun alechet. Very mafurish that a number of rishonim say it's a psul of ain't a mishtamer. Tosas says explicitly it has nothing to do with mishtamer. It's just being a what's called a chetz shel chasur and what's not a chetz shel chasur. With many nafkaminas, what Gidon pointed out very sharply to me the other day is that if you put out together all the rashis, Rashi in a few places in Bava Kama and in Gittin says it's not a chetz shel chasur. But here he says, because it's not Mishtamir, so Rashi really seems to be in the middle between the Rif and the Rambam versus Tosos. Rashi might be saying, it's because it's not Mishtamir. But anything that's never Mishtamir is already not called the Chetzer Shel Chetzer. In which case, he's still on the Mishtamir side of the Chakira, but in this Nafkamina, Rashi would be against the Rambam, unlike what Rav Chaim says. So then you would have to figure out how that worked, meaning if Rashi, as Gidon pointed out, holds it in between Shita, because it's not Mishtamer, it's not called a Chetzer Shel Chetzer, you'd have to see how he works with these, you have to see how he works with these, all these Nafkaminas, the Lachori would be on the Rashi side here, unlike the way it's put out here on the board, so I'll leave that to you to fill in on your own for the in-between Shita. But basically, we got the next Mishnah. We'll pick up Mr. Shem next month with the next Mishnah. I thank you all for the special license to get to at least finish one Mishnah by the end of these month. We don't want to go into Pesach, not even having finished the first Mishnah, although really it's two Mishnahs. What? Well, we already discussed the Hilchasah, and what's in brackets I knew we wouldn't get to, although it's very fascinating, limud for Benes Banu. So I'll pick up Mr. Shem with the next Mishnah. Next time, I'd like to wish everyone a Chag Kasher v'Sameach.
Maybe knows the joke that that's a paradox. It can't be a Chag Kasher and Sameach.
The problem is that green is hard to read. Green is hard to read.